Radio. Across the UK. Late Night with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Call straight to air. Let's see what happens. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Hi.
Hello, caller. Who is this, please?
It's Alan.
Alan.
Caddy.
Have we spoken before?
Many a time.
What about? Remind me. My memory's not what it used to be.
Well, I come up with random nonsense. One minute I could be talking to you, but next thing I'll be talking about bird eggs, which is on Sunday.
Okay, could be talking about what? Bird's eggs on Sunday?
No, birthday. My birthday on Sunday.
Ah, well, you'll have to give us a call on Sunday and we'll celebrate it. We can't celebrate it 2 days before. You don't listen either, do you? Unlucky.
You're not on Sunday. It's Howard with the Unexplained.
Well, then you'll have to call either Howard Hughes or, if he's still poorly, Uncle Dre.
Who?
Exactly. What can we do for you tonight, person who's not having a birthday today?
Well, I feel worried about Valentine's, because I've not had a single Valentine's card.
You surprise me. Well, I suppose your mum's still in hospital, isn't she?
See, I've got some news on me mum, actually.
Okay.
She might be out on Monday.
Yeah, we go. Well, maybe you'll get a Valentine's card then. Just saying.
Nah, when the magic's gone, because I sent out 37 Valentine's cards today. I didn't get one back.
Whoa, hang on a second. Stop the clock. Time out. The show suddenly has a theme. You sent out 37 Valentine's cards to humans?
Yes.
Women?
37 females.
Who? To whom?
All the girls on the estate.
Gosh.
Where I live.
What a horny... Well, I assumed it was the one where you lived. What a horny estate. There's only 37 girls on your estate.
Well, 37 houses.
Okay, and you sent... now, are these, like, married women, or...?
That's the thing, I didn't tell them from me, but I had to guess who they're from.
Right, no, well, that's irrelevant to the question I asked. The women you sent them to, are they married?
35 of them were single, 2 were married.
2 were married. You're going to get your bleeping head kicked in.
No, but they think it's from their fella.
Ah, so you've helped their fellas out. I'm assuming their fellas also have childish scrolls. But the other 35, they're not married.
Not married.
And they're grown women.
That's right.
And they didn't send you a card.
Because 35 of them were lesbians.
Okay, Alan, thank you very much indeed. It's only vaguely insulting. It's massively insulting. I do apologise. It's massively insulting. Let's go to... But what an estate. I mean, I wonder if research has been done as to why 35 out of 37 women on that estate are lesbians. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Bonjour.
Bonjour, monsieur. Au revoir. 0344-499-1000 is the phone number. We'll take calls straight to air, I think, maybe for the whole night, because I haven't done any prep at all. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Hello, Ian?
Yes?
Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
It's who?
Yeah, I didn't expect to get through so quick.
This isn't, you sound like fast-running Keith.
No, listen, right? We have spoke before.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Right.
Cool. Remember when you were singing, Eddie Grant wrong?
I don't remember...
Oh, yeah, you've got a record shop, so you know better.
I don't remember singing Eddie Grant wrong. I remember singing Eddie Grant.
Yeah,
I remember singing... Anyway, baby, yeah, come back, boom, boom, da, 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 babe. I remember singing that, yes.
Yeah. Do you remember? Yeah.
Well, that's why I just referenced it in quite big detail, because, yeah, I remember.
That was Brexit night, if you remember rightly.
No, it was Eddie Grant, I think.
Yeah.
It was the Equals.
No, they were
called the Equals.
It was the same night as Brexit night, so I was a little bit drunk, I'll be honest with you.
Okay. And what's your excuse for being a knobhead today?
Am I being a knobhead?
Can I intervene in an attempt to salvage this before it goes any further south?
Yeah,
if you talk at the same time as Ian, no one can hear you. Also,
sorry.
You're coming across a little bit aggressive. I don't know whether that's nerves or something.
Really? No, not at all. Not at all. Honestly, that's kind of why I phoned up. Because if you remember on that night, I was quite drunk, to be honest with you. And Ian did say that, Christ, he's so angry, you know.
Angry, very angry, man.
Yeah, but, you know, in real life, I'm not.
Great, thank you very much for your call. I mean, I really want to... Tonight's show is my last show for a week. This could be the show. Next week, I'm going to be considering my life and my career. It's not an exaggeration. Next week, I'm going to be doing a lot of streaming. But I'm also going to be meditating on my life and my career. Genuinely. Right? A lot of big changes could be happening. Or, if they're not obvious changes, there'll be changes in my attitude. So let's try and make this show one of the best. Let's go to line 3. You're on the wireless.
Good evening. To celebrate our Valentine's Day today, we took our kitten to have his nuggets removed.
Thank you very much indeed. Now we're talking. Now we've got a show. Let's go to line 4. You're on the wireless.
Yeah, I did say it.
Pardon? Okay, I mean, okay.
It's a shame.
What was that, line 5? 4? 5. Line 6, you're on the wireless.
Hello, it's Dean.
Hello, Dean.
How are you?
What have you got for us, Dean? This is a fast-paced, boom-bada-bing-bada-bong-bong-bong.
What it is, I actually been having a hard day today. You know, my daughter died and...
Yes.
I was really reflecting on it today and found it really, really hard.
It hit you today, did it?
I've been sober for... 24 years.
Yeah.
Like, I'm very close to having a drink tonight.
No. How's that? Just fast forward the tape. Just fast forward the tape a few hours. So you have a beer or a glass of wine. Fast forward it 5 hours. Where are you?
Sorry?
Just imagine you've had that glass of beer or wine or whatever it is.
I'll be down in the ground again.
There you go, exactly. And so that's why the ability to fast. Hang on, Dean. You got to listen. The ability to fast forward the tape is a great skill. If you're thinking of doing something, fast forward the tape and see where you're going to end up.
Oh yeah. I mean, my granddaughter actually come round because she phoned me up to see how I was, and I said, yeah, I'm fine. And next thing, she was coming round and said, you're not fine, are you, Grumps?
There you go.
She said, where is it? I said, what? She said, the bottle. I said, well, there's one left in the cupboard. So she said, shall we tip it away? I said, yeah, go on then.
Good work.
And so it was, and then she sat with me for about 2 hours.
Beautiful.
Just generally chatting and things. And it made me feel better, you know?
There you go. How old is she?
She's 10.
Okay. I'm going to say something.
It made me feel a bit ashamed, you know?
Well, listen, no, don't feel ashamed, but... Don't feel ashamed, but... It is unfair, I'm not telling you off, and I don't want you to feel ashamed.
Yeah.
You can't put that responsibility on a 10-year-old. That's not fair.
No.
That's not fair.
I didn't want her to come round.
No, but... But she's 10. She's a baby. You're a grown man.
Absolutely.
This is your responsibility.
Absolutely.
And you can't allow that worry to be on the shoulders of a 10-year-old. That's not fair, is it?
No.
Especially a 10-year-old who's lost her mum.
I understand what you're saying.
Especially a 10-year-old that's lost her mum.
That's why I feel ashamed.
No, well, don't feel ashamed, because shame is the trick. Shame is the thing that will get you out there drinking again. So forget the shame. Mm-hmm. It's done. But just bear in mind, next time, phone me up, phone AA up, phone Samaritans up, speak to an adult, because it's not fair.
Yeah.
And I know that she came round and she sounds like an amazing kid. What a blessing to have. But she's still a baby.
She's amazing.
But she's a baby.
I said to her I was all right, and she said, and then she put the phone down, and next thing she was here, you know.
She's a baby, and it's not fair for us. It's not fair for us to put that responsibility or that worry on the shoulders of babies.
Yeah, well, I'm having no more drink in the house at all.
Good. Don't get it in there. Don't need it.
No.
Good. Dean, you're a good man. I'm going to move on. You're a good man. And well done for getting through it. Fast forward the tape. Let's go to line... That was all right, wasn't it? That wasn't too abrupt or harsh or anything. Good, thank you, Catherine. We'll introduce Catherine in a minute, because she's sitting here huffing and puffing.
I don't know what...
There's some vibe. Line
There's a vibe. There it is.
Line three, you're on the wireless.
Hello, is that me?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay. So you've got a week off next week?
How can I help you, caller?
So you've got a week off next week.
Okay, and how can I help you now?
Well, what I want to, I'll help you, okay? During your week off, okay, Google the blockbuster moment, okay? And then ask yourself how much longer you're going to be able to sit there like a lunatic doing a crap radio program humiliating people that call into you.
Oh, here we
See
go.
See you later.
No, he's going to put the phone down. Sean, don't put the phone down. Sean, I want to talk to you. Sean! What's the blockbuster? I'm not going to Google it because I don't. But why don't you just tell me what it is? And then you can tell me. Well, just tell me what it is first. Don't put the phone down. Let's have a conversation, all right?
Okay, cool.
So what is it? Because I'm not going to
humiliate me then for once, are you? You remember Blockbuster Video?
I don't know what you mean. The shop?
Yeah.
Right. What about it?
That dominated the media thing. Everybody used to go and get their...
It didn't dominate the media. It didn't dominate... Sean, we'll have a conversation. Blockbusters didn't dominate...
We'll have a conversation if you let me speak.
Well, no, Sean, I will do, but I will pick you up on rubbish that you say. Blockbuster Video dominate...
Listen, I'll put the phone down in a minute.
Well, you will do because you're a coward, Sean. And I know you've got that Twitter account and you're a coward, but Blockbuster Video didn't dominate the media. Blockbuster Video... Let's address the thing that you've said. Blockbuster Video didn't dominate the media. That's a really dumb thing to say. What Blockbuster Video did is, for a long, long time, it was the leading renter of videos and then DVDs. That's not dominating the media, Sean. Okay, so we've cleared that up. Away you go.
Well, I'd like to go back a bit, actually. You called me a coward?
When was that, Sean?
Well, about 45 seconds ago. You said, I know you've got that Twitter account and you're a coward.
Right, okay. And?
Well, answer my question.
Well, I don't know what the question is. You're not very
Why
good at this,
I
Sean.
A coward? Look, you're the broadcaster.
Correct.
I'm the guy in the street. Okay?
You're the guy that listens and tweets and phones up.
Listen, I'm the person that your advertisers need to have.
No, Sean, we don't. Sean,
have a job.
Sean, doesn't work like that. They're not that bothered about the figure.
Sean, trust me, they're not that bothered. You don't have advertisers.
Sean,
it's people like
Sean,
me.
Hello.
It's people like
me. Sean, hello.
Hello.
I know you are, but what am I? I mean, this is the level of this guy's argument. I know you are, but what am I?
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen. Everybody, please. Sean is about... I bet he can't go without doing a swear. Sean is about to tell me what I am. He doesn't understand what Blockbuster Video was or what the media is or how this radio station works, but Sean is about to tell me, dear listener, what I am. Are we ready? I think so. Let's have a listen. Sean, what am I?
You're a dying medium because exactly what you've just done, okay, not letting me speak for the last 30 seconds and basically...
I'm not a medium, I'm a radio host, I don't speak to the dead.
No, you're a medium, you are a medium.
Well, I'm not, I'm an extra large, I'm a 46.
What you don't understand is that you're...
Oh, is this the sort of person who used to ring us up at the BBC and say, I pay your wages so I should be able to say what I want?
This is the guy who tweets in from time to time and for some reason doesn't like the show but...
Can't stop listening.
Cannot stop listening. He's obsessed. There's a famous saying in radio. We'll come back to you in a second, Sean, if you've got the balls to hang on. There's a famous radio saying, it's the fella... What's the fellow with the hair? American Private Parts, that guy. Yeah. Howard Stern. The people that like me listen to me for an hour. The people that hate me listen to me for 3 hours. And it's great. Keep listening. Like or hate, I don't care. It's all numbers for me. I don't chase numbers anymore, but it's all numbers. Still going?
Phone the insurance companies still in 6 months' time.
Insurance
and
company.
Ask them to advertise for you and pay your wages. Because guess what? They'll say... No,
that's not how it works like that, Sean. Doesn't
your audience like
Sean?
Yes, it is.
I don't have to phone up an insurance company. Is this guy real?
Well,
is he doing a character? Also, you don't ring up an insurance company. Hello, it's Ian Lee. I work at Talk Radio. Would you like to advertise with me and pay my wages? Doesn't work like that, Sean.
Yo, Sean, you dropped the F-bomb. Is that the best you got? I told you.
I knew how that would end. The F-bomb and then a hang-up. Sean, I tell you who pays my wages. I can tell you. I can tell you their name. It's Rupert Murdoch. He pays my wages, and I am very, very grateful for it. It's not some weird insurance company. What was the Blockbuster
also,
thing about?
I don't know, but I think Sean's made it quite clear that he's not our target audience, so why would we change the show to please him anyway?
Sean tweets absolute nonsense to me, and I block it every time I come in. I block it for 24 hours, so I can't see it on here. And
fancy being that cross about 3 hours of radio. It's nuts. You know when sometimes you do GMB?
Yes, Good Morning Britain. That's
if you read the feed of that, it's a similar thing. It's people who only ever tweet Good Morning Britain and have a kind of director's commentary going on.
Sean, if you want to call back, you'd be very welcome, but you've got to watch that potty mouth. I'm really disappointed. Not surprised, because you sounded thick, but disappointed that you had to sink to that level. I hadn't even got out of second gear. I was just pootling down to the end of the street in second gear. And you had to drop an F-bomb and then hang up? Shawnee baby. Shawnee baby, come on, man. You can do better than that. 0344 499 1000. Oh, happy Valentine's Day. This is Talk Radio.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Call straight to air, 0344 499 1000. As you know, this show is about love and is about peace and is about spreading goodwill and positivity. Now, Sean, I will let you back on, but can't have any more of those F-bombs or that potty language, and try not to shout. With that in mind, Sean, with that in mind, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Would you like to apologise? Welcome back to my show. I mean, I know you are, but what am I? Would you like to apologise to me, to Catherine and to Amy for that foul language that you spouted?
Well, yeah, I will. But when you're gaslighted, you know...
Would you like to apologise, or do you think it's acceptable? Do you think it's acceptable to swear in front of young women?
No, not at all.
Away you go, then apologise.
Do you think it's acceptable to gaslight your...
One thing at a time. One thing at a time. Would you like to apologise for swearing in front of young women?
Yes.
Go on, then.
I apologise for swearing in front of anybody. Doesn't matter whether you're a man or a woman.
Well done. Good. Okay, good. So we now accept... You have accepted that by shouting an F-bomb and slamming the phone down, you sank to a childish level. Now, what's this about gaslighting, Sean?
Well, I don't really want to discuss that. You can...
Oh, sorry, you brought it up twice. I know what gaslighting means. You brought it up twice. I thought you did.
I'm not going to get into that...
Oh, you brought it up.
Are you going to let me talk?
Well, no. Here's the thing, Sean. You brought up gaslighting. I assumed you wanted to talk about it. That's my mistake. I apologise, Sean. What would you like to talk about? Is it Blockbuster videos again? Shawnee baby.
Oh, is his phone conked out?
Think Sean has conked out. Hello, Sean.
Right, he's going to think we're doing a thing now, and we're not.
Well, but you would say that.
Well, I am saying that. It's true.
Sean! This is the thing. It's not as easy as it looks.
I think he's muted himself.
Sean, you might have muted yourself, mate. We're not doing this. You've done this. Have a look at your phone. If you're not talking...
Can you hear me?
Yes.
We can hear you now. Now that you've unmuted yourself, yes.
Yeah, I think I might have had my thumb over the...
Oh, you had your thumb over the mouthpiece. My God, and this guy phones me up to criticise me for doing a radio show. He can't even do a phone call. Still, Sean, what would you like to say? Is it about Blockbuster videos or some other nonsense? Sean?
I'll start from the beginning, okay?
Yes, okay.
And if you can give me a minute.
It depends if it's dull or if you talk nonsense. I will have to pull you up. That's my job. You're not getting special treatment.
Fine. Listen, I don't care. I don't really care.
You obviously do care. You've called me twice and you've sworn in one of those phone calls. You seem to be quite passionate about something.
I'll tell you what I care about. I'll tell you what I really, really care about.
Okay.
The quality of the media in this country now.
Okay.
You know, we are an optimistic country being dragged down by a pessimistic media. And the blockbuster effect is that Blockbuster once owned the whole video game.
They didn't, but they were big. They were market leaders, but they didn't own the whole thing, no. There were still quite a few independent video retailers. Yeah. Post offices did a lot of them.
What they didn't do is look 3 years ahead of themselves.
Right. See where Sean, I'm just going to nudge you off Blockbusters because that's irrelevant. What's
so boring.
Well, you listen every night and you tweet me every night, don't you?
First of all, no, I don't. I'm not on Twitter as Sean.
No, I know you're not on as Sean. I know who you're on as.
What am I on as?
Oh, I'm not sharing that information. That is classified.
Well, I'll tell you what I'm as. Basic Element.
There we go. Okay, because you're too scared to use your real name online. And I get that. That's fine. When you're an angry, bitter little man, it's easy to hide behind pseudonyms.
I'm on as my company.
Your company, Basic Element. Wow. Sean, I'm not going to let you plug. I'm not going to let you plug your company. You have to pay for that on here.
Hang on. Are you a radio consultant?
No, I'm a trader.
Okay, well, you have to, as you know, Sean, as you know so much about the industry, you have to pay to advertise on talk radio. So we're not going to advertise your company. So, tell you what, to make this easier.
That I am not the Sean, okay? And I
you
don't
are not the
follow
Sean.
You.
Right, okay. But you listen and you phone up.
You think I am.
You listen and you phone up.
Guess what? I don't even follow you.
I don't care less. Give me some examples. Literally don't care. Give me three radio presenters that you like. So I can just see where you're coming from.
I like Nick Ferrari.
Yep, he's great. He's one of the best.
I like Julia in the morning. Oh, what's her name? Julia.
What's her name?
In the morning on talk radio.
And that's because Julia, she's like outside of the MSM, right?
Well, she's just very good.
Yeah, she says what everyone thinks, and she's outside of the MSM, right?
Well, she just talks her heart. She just...
Yeah, and real. Sean, here's the thing. Shut your face. You're a rude little oik. Here's the thing. I talk my heart, and you don't like the sound of my heart. It could be argued that Julia and Nick are way ruder than me, but you agree with their politics, and that's fine. I can't listen to Julia's show, but I do listen to Nick. He's one of the greatest broadcasters there is. I disagree with almost everything he stands for politically, almost everything, but he's a great broadcaster. And you like them because they speak from the heart and their heart is in tune with your heart. Sean, you will not find a show that speaks more from the heart than this show, but you don't like the sound of my heart. And that's fine. But why do you keep listening? Why do you keep listening? Why does the sound of my heart get you so angry? There's other shows you could listen to. You could listen to Nick Abbott right now on LBC. Shows on 5 Live, shows on BBC Local Radio that will be more in tune with what you think your heart is saying. But I know why you listen. You listen because you're unhappy, possibly lonely, certainly dissatisfied with the way your life has turned out. And you hear something in this show, and you hear something in me that makes you sad, because there's something missing from your life. And it gets you angry. It gets you angry because you know that you've missed opportunities. You know that you've made wrong decisions. Maybe decisions for money instead of love. Maybe decisions for personal wealth instead of for art. Decisions that didn't make you happy. And you know that because you listen to this show, which is about happiness, which is about joy, which is about love. That's why you listen. That's why you get angry. That's why you think you hate me. And you know what, Sean? I am happy to be hated by you. I'm happy to be the person that you hate. I'm nominated for 2 awards, as is Catherine. We're about to get our contract renewed for another year. So hate me as much as you want. I am proud to be your figure of eight. If it helps you at some point realize the mistakes that you have made in your life and leads you towards happiness, Sean.
Boring, boring man. And you're too scared to let anybody that disagrees with you have a voice. That's why you keep talking over me. This is a phone-in show. Now you put the phone down on me.
No, carry on, Sean. We're listening.
We're listening. We're letting you speak because I love you.
This is a phone-in show. This is a show where you let members of the general public phone in to you and express their point of view.
I love you.
And all the time they're doing that, if you're just going to talk over them...
I love you, Sean.
First of all, humiliate them.
I love you.
Come on the radio like you did 2 nights ago, and just the first thing you said was, I hate Britain. I hate this
Sean. Country. We weren't in 2 nights ago.
What I like about this country.
I love you. I love you.
Yeah, go on.
I love you.
Good. Then I'll tell you what, let's have a chat every night. Every night, 10:05 when you come on air.
You can't book a slot. You can't book a slot, but you can certainly phone us more than... It won't be every night. We kind of limit it to about...
Most of all, I'll give you a little tip, okay?
Sean, I don't need tips from you. That would be unfair. You're a professional. You can certainly come on. I would say we tend to kind of limit the callers to about 3 calls a week, as a lot of the regulars will say. You can't book a slot, but you can certainly call in, Sean. And Sean, here's the thing. When I say this, my tongue is not in my cheek, okay? I'm not being flippant. I love you, Sean.
All right. Why?
Because I feel your pain and your confusion, and you're a human being. I love all human beings.
The reason you love me...
I love you.
The reason you love me is that you feel my passion about broadcasting and entertaining.
It's not.
And you're getting it wrong.
No.
You're getting it wrong.
So, okay, all right. But I love you, Sean.
You've got to play to your audience, you know?
I love you, Sean.
Your audience.
I love you. Genuinely, I love you.
I don't care, really.
I know you don't, and that makes it even more pure. That makes the love even more pure. It's not, I don't need it reciprocated. I love you, Sean. I hope you can find happiness.
I think you're a terrible broadcaster. I don't think you deserve to go anywhere near a radio show.
Okay, but you keep listening, and I love you. And I love you.
Selling advertising.
I love you.
Oh, good. You're pathetic. I don't love you, and I'm going to go and listen to a Joe Rogan podcast now.
He's great. He's a great podcaster. I love him, too.
Yeah.
Sean, open your heart to my love. Open your heart to my love.
I'll tell you what, you make me love you and I'll open my heart, but right now I don't love you.
It's not my job to make you love me. All I can do is offer you my complete, unconditional... All I can do, Sean, is offer you my complete, unconditional love. Unconditional means I don't expect anything back from you. I don't expect anything back from you. I love you, brother. I hope you're well. I hope your journey improves. I just wish you nothing but the best.
I hope your journey improves.
Thank you. Thank you.
You won't be on air in a year. Look up the Blockbuster effect.
I'm not going to... You keep talking about a video chain store. I'm not... I'm about to renew my contract for 12 months.
No, it's not a video chain... No, it's not a video chain store.
I'm not going to look it up, Sean. I don't click on links, so I'm not going to look up something that you've said. But I love you, man. I really do wish you the best.
Yeah, I don't really care.
It doesn't matter whether you care or not. The love is there.
Well, I'm not accepting it.
You can't. Here's the beauty of love. You can't refuse it.
Well, I'll tell you what you can when you've got a choice of other mediums.
You can't refuse it. And our conversation is going to percolate in your brain for weeks.
As people like me dribble away and your listening figures go down.
We've got the highest figures we've ever had. We've got the highest figures for this show we've ever had.
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Well, no, you're saying the figures are going down, Sean, so it's the exact opposite of what you're saying. I love you, brother.
No,
I'm going to let you go, Sean. I'm going to let you go because you're quite dull.
I'll tell you what, I'm going to let you go. And
I love you.
You in it, because I think you're horrible.
I love you.
But, yeah, go on. Bye-bye.
I love you, Sean, and I forgive you for swearing.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sean. I love you, brother.
Yeah, I forgive you for saying you hate Britain.
Thank you. I do hate it, but I love you.
Bye.
Bye, Sean. I love you.
Bye. Me and 1,000 listeners have just dribbled off. Good luck with your advertising, mate.
I love you, Sean.
Yeah, go on, off you go. You couldn't give... who cares?
You seem to, brother. And I wish you didn't care so much.
No. If you love me, you put the phone down first.
Oh.
I'll sit with you all night, Sean. I've got 2.5 hours. I'll sit with you all night, brother, until we work this thing out.
Okay. All right. No, if you love me, no, it's like the lovers, isn't it? You say, no, I love you. You put the phone down. No,
was
no,
the
I
lovers,
love
the lovers was the guy from Porridge, wasn't it?
Huh?
Wasn't the lovers, wasn't that the guy from Porridge? The two Ronnies, the other guy, the younger one.
It's an urban thing, isn't it? We're lovers, you know.
No, there was a TV series.
I love you. Well, Porridge is a TV series.
Yeah, but no, there was Beckinsale, was that his name? He was in a series called The Lovers, Richard Beckinsale and Paula Wilcox.
Yeah, I think they were, actually.
Yeah, and I think they were.
What's her name, Beckinsale? She's daughter of the Hollywood star
now. Is it Kate Beckinsale? She plays like a vampire hunter or something in a movie, I think.
Yeah. What was that called?
I can't remember. I remember the outfit.
The doctor from the original Dracula.
But he died...
Van Helsing.
The book of Dracula. Van Helsing.
He died Was he like 38 or something? He died of a heart attack or something, didn't he? Really young.
Yeah, really young. It was a massive shock, actually. And she was... And her sister, who was in that... What was that program about the firemen years ago?
London's Burning
or something?
London's Burning. Was her sister in that?
Her youngest, I think. Yeah, she was in that. And then she's the older daughter, and she did big in Hollywood. It was a massive disaster. I mean,
just think of what he could have done. It's one of those people, you just think, what he could have achieved. He was so great. Yeah, just starting out on a career. So great. It's a real loss.
I tell you, I sometimes go on YouTube and watch Porridge. And
it's so well written.
You know,
there's nothing is wasted in Porridge. There's no line or word is wasted.
It's all stripped down. It's amazing.
I liked, you know, so long since I've seen it. What was the name of the, not Mackay, the slightly dappy prison guard? Remember there was a slightly sort of soft one that they used to bully a little bit. I can't remember what his name was. I haven't seen it for years.
I can't remember either.
I might binge that this weekend.
It is fantastic. It is amazing. Honestly, if you go back and watch that...
Yeah, I will.
It will never let you down. It's just amazing. The other one that I've been watching a little bit of recently is Yes Minister and Yes Prime Minister.
Now, see, I was too young when they went out, and I was wondering about this the other day. Would they stand the test of time? In 2020, would they still be funny?
I don't know. It's a good question, that, actually. I don't know whether you could rewrite that.
Well, but I don't know if would the old ones... The thing is now, because now politics is crazy anyway, but would the old ones still be funny? When did you last watch Yes Minister?
Oh, only a couple of days ago.
And did you laugh?
You go back and you... Oh, man, you just cry with laughter.
There you go.
I mean, if you go on YouTube and you look up some of the short scenes, you get like 3 minutes per scene.
Yeah.
And you watch them talk about the European Union and why we're in the European Union.
There you go.
And the guy says, well, you know, the only reason we joined the European Union was to ruin Europe.
There you go.
You know, we've had a long history of, you know, interjecting in other countries' politics. And, and it's just amazing. And there are just scenes in there that are just comedy stripped down. I mean... An aside, okay, I love Seinfeld, and I don't know whether you watch,
Don't say Larry Sanders.
Curb
Your Enthusiasm.
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, Larry David, yes. He's the best.
There was an interview with some, he did a talk show.
Yeah.
Where, they said, okay, what we're going to do is, like, imagine your day with Larry David.
Oh.
So he went onto this show and he did the production meetings on this show, and they're all talking about ideas. And they had Larry David sitting there, and he was going, no, you can't do this. Basically, what they said was that the skill and expertise of Larry David, when you know you think you've written a comedy sketch, and Larry David would just go back and say, no, your timing's not right.
Polish up.
You need to tell that joke on this upbeat, not that upbeat. And they were saying that the skill of Seinfeld and Larry David...
I think they call it punching it up. You punch a sketch up when you make something that's funny, even funnier. I'm being told it was Barraclough in Porridge.
Barraclough.
That was it.
Right, Mr. Barraclough.
That was it.
Yeah, yeah,
Sean,
yeah.
Sean, nice to talk to you. Speak to you. Well, I'll speak to you in a couple of weeks.
Well, listen, man, you know, have a great holiday.
Thank you, mate.
And I don't mean you any harm at all. I just would love to see the media survive in this country.
I agree.
You know, I want to tune in and listen to you. You know, we have a great country. We're an optimistic place to live in. And right now, the media are just downbeating us with pessimism.
All right.
You know,
Sean,
and, you know,
I've got to move on because I'm late for the ad. It's nice to talk to you, Sean, and we'll talk
you
again.
You loved me earlier.
I love you.
Now I love you.
Thank you, brother.
And I'm not sure enough of Twitter, I promise you.
All right. Listen, it's nice to talk to you, and I'm glad we found some common ground. Have a nice weekend. We'll speak soon.
Thank you so much. Have a great week off.
Thank you, Sean. Skill and expertise. Thank you, Sean. Oh, I haven't introduced you yet, Kath. This is Talk Radio.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Paul says, you're the freaking Sean Whisperer. Thank you, Sean. Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for your lovely comments on Twitter. I've not seen Twitter go so crazy over one phone call. Sorry, I'm Ian Lee. You are...
I'm a big fan of the Beckinsales all of a sudden.
Sorry, Kath, I'm not really introduced.
No, it's fine. I had to step in a couple of times. I don't know if you noticed.
Thank you, Sean.
With the first guy, who was a little bit aggy, and then, you know, there was a little bit there, but I sat back and watched that with glee.
I was thinking today, what transferable skills have I got? None.
Prison guard.
Well, yeah, I've not really got any. But one thing I'm quite good at, I like to think, and you're good at this as well, Catherine, is just knowing when there's something else there that's not being said. Is just knowing when there's something that's not been said.
Yeah.
There's just a little something. I don't always know how to get there, but I always know when there's something else going on over there. Conversation's here, and I just catch a glimpse of something over there.
Yeah, and then there's a little moment
where
you see just a ray of light.
Yeah, and we had it with Sean. Thank you, Sean. And it takes balls, Sean, to start a phone call as you did and then end a phone call as you did. So thank you. Genuinely, I love you, man. And thank you. And I get it. I get it. I really enjoyed that. I really enjoyed that as a real insight into human nature, to the media, to Blockbuster. I used to love Blockbuster. But I think because a lot of Netflix now, Saturday night...
What was Blockbuster again?
Blockbuster Video. Wow, what a difference.
Yeah, but explain the... what was the business model?
I can't. But Saturday nights, right, is now 45 minutes in front of Netflix. Nah. Give it 5 minutes. Nah. And that was the same in Blockbuster. You'd go in there and go, nah, and you'd take one, they go, oh, no, you've got to bring the blue case that's behind it. There weren't any blue cases. Ah, it's all out then.
Yeah.
And that was a lot of...
But the difference was, right, with Netflix, everything is disposable. If you don't like this, there's a gazillion others on there. So you might watch 15 minutes or something and then give up.
Yeah.
With Blockbuster, you were committed for the night.
You had to be committed. But the number of times I got... remember renting Misery, because my girlfriend at the time hadn't seen it. And just when it gets to the bit where she hobbles him, where she smashes his... You've seen it, right?
Yeah.
Where she smashes his foot in, the DVD...
Dirty birdie!
The DVD jammed. And I had to go back and take it back and say, oi, give me another one!
Wow.
Scumbags. Let's take some calls straight to air. Let's go to line four. Four, you're on the... Thank you, Sean, genuinely. Line four, you're on the wireless. No, you're too slow. It's going to be speedy now because we're slow down.
Here's a top tip.
Yep.
If you're listening on the radio for your cue, don't turn your radio off. Listen on the phone because there's a delay.
Three, you're on the wireless.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes.
I used to enjoy your dialogues with Rainbow George.
Oh well, unlucky.
Ah, so he no longer calls the show.
Do you know? Are you friends with Rainbow George?
No, I just used to enjoy.
He hasn't called for a while. I didn't enjoy them. I found them a little bit dull. But he hasn't called for a while. Why did you enjoy them, caller?
I used to enjoy him discussing his utopian ideals.
But when you've heard it once, you've heard it like a million times, haven't you? Because that was the problem: is you'd always just get the same spiel about the bank of a gazillion wonders.
Yes. Yes, I suppose he does still, he calls other stations.
He's welcome to call. Did we ban him? I think we asked him to change the record ever so slightly.
He said we'd like to talk about something else.
Yeah.
Okay. I'd also like to say, moral standards have reversed. Thuggish behaviour is now socially acceptable, even desirable, but being a polite, quiet and single male is frowned upon or viewed with suspicion.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Are you reading that?
Yes, I am. But it's my own fault.
Yeah. I don't like thuggish behaviour. Do you like thuggish behaviour?
I think it's still frowned upon.
Yeah.
I object to thuggish behaviour, yes.
Okay, well, that's three out of three. I don't think it's socially acceptable then, is it?
I think so. And it appears to me that some people find it quite attractive, actually. Women, for instance.
I don't know if you've noticed, but I've been a woman for quite a while. And I don't like it.
Well, many do, from my observations anyway.
For example?
I can't name anyone in particular, but I've observed it, that thuggish and aggressive males...
Well, hang on a second, I can't let you come on and say that women are thuggish and aggressive without any
examples. No, they're attracted to thuggish
and aggressive
males.
Oh, they're attracted to it.
Yes, I've noticed that thuggish men always seem to have female patrons.
Patrons? I can't work it. Can I put my card? I have some cards here, caller. Can I put them on the table?
Okay.
I can't work out if you're real or not.
You mean as in a real person or some sort of alter ego?
Yes. Yeah.
Well,
and normally I can tell like that. And I'm 50-50 on this. 50-50. I hope you're not offended by that.
No, I'm being quite sincere.
You sound like Alan Bennett.
I'm not, unfortunately. Females are attracted to men with the most elaborate social ornamentation.
Oh, hang on. So, thugs with bright coats on.
Well, in humans, it manifests perhaps in thugs with sort of... chains and very sort of gold chains.
Mr. T.
Baseball caps.
Okay.
Mr. T and Howling Mad Murdoch.
I mustn't be a typical female then, because I'm not massively into a lot of bling bling.
Are you just disappointed that you're not getting any?
Not anymore, no.
So you've resigned yourself to the fact that you're not getting any?
Yes, I'm quite content being a solitary male. I just wish that solitary males were not vilified by society.
Well,
but by society you mean women, I think.
No, by society in general, but women are inherently sociable, so they view us with mistrust and suspicion.
It's interesting, we've been having this conversation, you've not asked me or seemed interested in what I think about what you're saying, these generalisations about women.
I've read women try to justify their behaviour on internet forums, and I've never been convinced by it personally.
Do you like women?
In what sense?
You know, as human beings, have you got a friend that's a woman? Have you ever had a friend a woman?
No, never.
And generally, when you think of women, do you think of them as someone who will humiliate you in some way?
Quite possibly, yes. Because when I was at school, the females did enjoy humiliating me, and they always seemed to gravitate towards the bullies.
Fake.
So there must be some flaw in...
I'm calling fake.
...female nature.
It's a good one. It's a good fake. It's a fake that you could sell at Christie's for £150,000, but I'm calling fake.
I don't think so.
No, I'm being completely sincere.
Have you been listening to Jordan Peterson?
I know the name, but I'm not familiar with him, but he's very well respected in some circles.
Okay. Well, thanks for your call.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. What did you say your name was again, mate?
My name, it's Adam.
Okay.
Says that on the screen. Fake.
No, I can assure you, I'm not trying to deceive you in any way.
Kath, you still think
we are? Sorry?
Hang on, me and Kath, we're now using our hive mind together. Hang on a minute, let me do a Vulcan, I'm going to do a Vulcan mind meld. Okay, this is what Spock does. So we're going to get, both going to exchange the same data. What are you getting, Kath? My God, you think he's real.
I think he might be.
Don't you?
There are a lot of people like this.
Well, weirdos. No, I'm joking.
People who are slightly frightened of
me. No, I know. I get it. Adam, it's nice to talk to you, mate. Thank you. You've been a good sport, and I hope we get to speak again.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you, Adam. That was rude as a joke. Enjoyed that. What an hour. Let's get this out of the way. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Hi, Ian. Hi, Kath.
Hey, man.
Yeah, I wanted your advice on something.
Okie dokie.
So, I got in contact with my primary school friends again, and one of them was being a really big scumbag and stuff.
Yeah.
So I contacted another one who goes to the same school as him, and he said that he's getting bullied because he hangs around with people who outright said that they're bi and gay, and they get bullied as well, and he has suspicions that he is bi and gay. I want to ask him if he's all right and stuff, but I don't know how to.
Here's how you do it. You say, "Are you all right? Can I help?" So what you can do, he can either go, "Yeah, I'm fine, get lost," or he can go, "Oh, I'm so glad you asked me. I'm struggling with this." That's it. Ask you the direct. Here's the thing I've learned at the age of 46: the direct question is the best question. I got a question I had to ask my boss, and I was thinking about fudging it and fudging it. In the end, I just asked the direct question: "Is this a thing?" I'm not going to say the question because it's irrelevant. I said, "Is this a thing?" And he said, "I'll get back to you." And that's it. The direct question.
Okay.
Does that help?
Yeah, that's it then.
Beautiful. Thank you very much. We're rattling through these. Let's try line four. You're on the wireless. Line four.
Okay, you need to turn your radio.
Hi.
Just in time. Hello.
Hi.
Yep, you're on the air.
Hi.
Jesus. Yes, you're on the air. Switch the.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. So am I. Switch
the radio.
Of course she is. Switch the radio off.
Really?
Yes. Oh, it's like
oh
that.
Oh my goodness.
To Ronnie's sketch. Answering the question before I chosen specialised subject is answering the question that was previously asked.
Potatoes.
Turn the radio off and you're on the air.
Really?
Okay, thanks very much for calling. No, not anymore. Let's go to line one. You're on the wireless. Nope, you're too slow. Let's go to line two. You're on the wireless.
Hi there.
Oh, you are getting the fade out treatment. Yep, you're still getting it because that was a mess. Let's go to line five. You're on the wireless.
Hello, Ian Lee and Catherine Boyle. It's Gerald.
Everyone loves Gerald except for me and you. Everyone loves Gerald. I hate it. He's put the phone down. Here's the thing. We did a rabbit hole, right? And Gerald phoned up and I went, oh, God, it's Gerald. And me and Catherine, like, oh, God. The whole room cheered.
Yeah, but you know what? I think partly now it's because of was not liking it.
Let's try line one. You're on the wireless. You've got to be ready. Not ready. Right. Okay.
Listen, guys. If you're thinking of phoning us, turn the radio off and talk down the phone.
Right.
There is a delay.
Let's try line two. Two, you're on the wireless.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Catherine.
Well done. Well done. Someone who knows how to use a phone.
Successful phone call.
Well, a successful beginning to the phone call. We don't know what the content will be. Probably some crappy quiz. Yes.
Well, actually, it isn't, Ian. Thank you. Valentine's Day. It's a programme of love and peace, and I think you're displaying that very well this evening, so thank you for that.
Up yours, weirdo.
I just want to share a conversation I had with my wife today. Obviously, we've got two children now.
Show off.
We decided not to have any more children. So she asked me if it's possible, if I should have a vasectomy or not.
Yep.
Thoughts?
What, about your penis?
God, I don't want to think
Is a vasectomy 100% safe? I don't think it is it?
Not entirely.
Because I'd be up for having a vasectomy. I'm not having any more kids. I'd be up for having a vasectomy.
Here's the scenario. How old are you, Nelly?
36.
Young man. No, keep it intact.
This is what my mum used to always say to my dad. She'd say, what if something happens to me and the kids and you want to start again?
Yeah.
But, you know, do you think, are you too old for more babies now?
I don't want any more, but the thing is I quite like my bits the way they are.
Then don't do it.
But simply.
Then don't.
I don't think it makes you into a lady or anything like that if you have your vasectomy.
Yeah, it's not trans issue.
And they don't do it with two bricks anymore.
They're soldering on, don't they?
Rubber band.
I've read up on some like how it's done in the after effects, and it doesn't sound.
Here's the thing, right? Sound, on a serious note, it's your body. If you're not happy with it, then you don't have to do it, and you and your wife can discuss other forms of practicing safe sex.
Well, contraception, including having two small children.
Yeah, exactly. But it's your body, and no one should do anything to their body that they're unhappy with or unsure about just to keep the other person happy. There's a proper grown-up answer for you,
well
Nelly.
Well done!
Thank you.
Is there a non-grown-up answer? Just so I can consider that one as well.
Yeah, babies.
Disgusting. Just put a Johnny on. 03444991000. Call straight to air. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Across the UK. Late night with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Wow. What an hour. I don't think it is a full moon, though. The full moon was last Sunday, wasn't it? Saturday going into Sunday or Sunday going into Monday. Good evening, dear listener. Late Night Alternative. I'm Ian Lee. Catherine has popped out for a second. She popped out for a fag. She'll be back soon. I'm off next week. I'm having a little crisis of confidence and a little ponder. I'm not feeling very well, the old mental health stuff. But I'm also just want to have a ponder about where I want to go in the next 3, 4, 5 years in terms of my life. I'll be doing a lot of streaming. Oh, and don't forget, you can watch me 8 p.m. on Sundays on twitch.tv/Ian Lee, watching old episodes of the 11 o'clock show and giving you all the inside gossip. They're going really well. I'm enjoying those. It'll be a podcast soon as well. But so tonight, I thought we'd just do the first hour straight to air. But the phone lines have been absolutely, I think the word is Boston. Is that a word? Boston. So we'll do it. Let's do it for the rest of the show, shall we? You can call in about anything. People are feeling, if you missed the first hour, my God, Miss Jones. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number. You can call us about anything. Don't swear. Don't be libelous. Don't be racist. I've got a dump button. I've got a 14-second delay. I can do a double dump here if we need it. You can call in about absolutely anything, all right? And even if you're angry, even if you want to have a go at me, you can phone in. It's the only show, I think, that actively encourages people to call in and complain about the show. I'm really glad Sean called in. I've been thinking a lot about your call, Sean, and I really appreciate your honesty in that call. And I hope you're feeling okay, mate. 0344 499 1000. Let the games commence. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Hi.
Hiya.
Are you okay?
Are you on speakerphone?
Yeah.
Why?
Oh, I'll tell you why. I'm not really, really talking to you.
Yes, you were, and you were last time as well, but you had the radio on, so it blew your mind.
Oh, you sound posh. You sound posh.
I am posh, you silly mare!
listen.
Yes.
Linda, listen.
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 I am so... first-time caller...
Oh, there's a massive delay going on, Andrew.
Have you got the radio on?
Well, I have, but it's really turned down.
Turn it off! Turn the radio off!
Yep, it's off.
Right.
How are you?
What do you want?
I'm just ringing to say hi!
Are you gone back on speakerphone again?
No,
Goodbye, thank you very much. Let's go to line two. You can't be on speakerphone, take speakerphone off, then go back on speakerphone. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Good evening, how are we tonight?
We are fine tonight.
Great, I was just listening to that chap about the vasectomy.
Yes, have you had one?
Right. Not recently, no. But why is it always the men who feel or they're asked to do that? I was sterilised at 29.
Only the men can have a vasectomy. That's why the men feel obliged.
Well, no. I mean, but I just, when I was married, I've been my partner now for 20 years, but when I was married for 17 years, and I decided at 29 I had a little boy and a little girl. I didn't want any more children. I didn't want to keep taking the pill, because of the side effects of cancer and whatever, which I developed anyway.
Yes.
And I decided to come off it. And I said to him, I want to be sterilised, to the doctor. My husband, total agreement. He said, yeah, okay, that's fine. I took control of what I wanted to do with my body. And my doctor said to me, well, to be honest with you, he said, it would be easier if your husband got it done than you. It's cheaper, apparently. The operation is cheaper for the NHS. And I said, but that just stops me getting pregnant by him. And he just sort of looked away and said, I'm only joking.
Doesn't sterilisation, does that not have an impact on your libido?
No.
You still feel horny from the time. I genuinely thought that got rid of that feeling altogether, but no, that doesn't.
No, it's fine. Get in there. Yeah. And then, unfortunately, me and him separated a good few years later, and I met my future partner. We've been together 20 years. I'm 56 now. I was sterilised at 29. I took control of something that I didn't want to do anymore. I didn't want him. And the doctor said to me, well, what happens if something happens to your children? And I said, beg your pardon?
Mm.
He said, well, you know, I said, well, yeah, thinking about it now you've asked me, I said, I wouldn't want to replace them anyway. My son's 32 and my daughter's 20. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want any more children.
No.
And he said, my son's 32 now, my daughter's 29. My daughter's got a little girl of her own. She doesn't want any more children. She's taking control of what she wanted one, and she's got one, and that's all she wants at 29. She didn't want to go through that pregnancy again because it was really tough for her.
Vasectomies can be reversed, and sterilisation, I'm guessing, cannot be reversed.
No, they put two clamps in, which sort of the fallopian tubes won't go back into their normal shape.
Even if someone blows down them.
big straw.
a big straw.
But I just don't understand why women sort of say, "Oh, I want you to have a vasectomy. I don't want any more children."
I don't understand why
they don't look into the other side of it.
We have a woman in the studio.
Some women obviously do, you did. But I think it's a conversation you have between the two of you, isn't it?
Yeah.
As the person...
Hang on, Jackie.
As the person who's probably been taking care of the kind of, you know, being on the pill. I was on the pill from the age of 16. I stopped taking it
16.
Probably about 10 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
About 10 years ago, because it was making me flipping sad. Oh, God, I've never been so sad in all my life.
Yeah.
And headaches. And anyway, so I came off it. But I can understand why some women will go, do you know what? I think I've done my bit. Do you want to join in at any point?
Yep.
yeah.
Because you are messing with your biology, aren't you, taking the pill?
Yeah. I mean, I was on the pill at 16. I think I came off it at 29.
Mm.
Had enough of taking it, and I thought, you know, all the side effects, as you say, and whatever.
And do you know what? My doctor never said to me, take a break, you know, have a year. It was just either you're on it, they just left me on it.
Yeah. A lot of women just won't discuss these things, I don't think, with doctors. But when he said to me, well, actually, it'd be easier for your husband to get done, I said, well, this is my choice.
that's fair enough.
I'd like to be sterilised. I've discussed it with my husband, and he said, yeah, whatever, I didn't say to him, I don't want any more kids, you've got to have the snip.
Mm.
We sat down and talked about it. Unfortunately, yes, we did split up. We grew apart and we split up. I've got two beautiful children and a lovely granddaughter. So, for me, it was the right decision to make. And I don't regret, doing it when I was 29.
There you go. Beautiful.
No, I knew I was done when I had my second, the moment the second one joined us, I was like, right, we're all here now, done. I'm shutting up shop.
I think because I had a boy and a girl, I thought, right, okay, there you go.
Well, I think I can say this. I think Catherine won't be upset if I share this. We are talking about making a baby for the show.
What?
We are talking about it.
No, we're not.
not using sex.
With Catherine.
No, yeah, with Catherine. What we do is we're thinking of booking two rooms in a travel lodge.
Oh, my God.
I do what I need to do in one room. I knock on the door. She opens it with the chain on. A hand comes out, takes the little dish.
The bubbling pot.
The Petri dish. And it's just an idea we're thinking of.
No, it's not.
For the award show.
It's an idea we've given a bit too much thought to, I think.
Jackie, thank you very much for that. I appreciate that.
Although 0-3-4-4-4-4. It would get us an award, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it just? Let's try.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Third time lucky,
that's exactly what I said.
Are you on speakerphone for the third time?
No, I am not on speakerphone for the third time, so you won't put the phone down on me, will you, Ian? Ian?
Are you listening on a headset or something? Because you sound far away from the mouth hole.
Oh, Catherine, no, I'm here, listening.
Do you know, you sound just like my cousins.
Drunk.
Really?
You do.
Listen, Linders.
Linders?
I am a first-time caller.
Yes.
And I...
Well, this is your third time. This is your third time tonight.
Yeah, but you kept putting the phone down on me.
Because the first one, you had the radio on, you muppet.
But I'm learning. Now I know just to speak to you the minute someone says hello.
Well done. You've got it. We're making progress, kid.
Yes, I've got it. Yes. You sound posh on the phone.
We've done this bit. I am posh.
You are posh. But yeah. Listen.
Yeah. I'm listening.
I've been listening now for a couple of months.
Well done.
And I Googled you both because I didn't quite picture who you were.
I felt something
happen. So I was
pleasantly
surprised because I remember you from... who?
What?
Yeah, that show. But Catherine is so beautiful.
From that show? Remember you from that show, Catherine's so beautiful.
You must have looked at the wrong Catherine.
Yeah.
You did go in the jungle.
Yeah, I went in the jungle, yeah.
Yes. You're amazing.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm a hero.
But it's really bizarre putting a voice to a face.
Isn't it? Well, let me describe you. I think you sound to me like you come from the... I'm going to say from Africa. Are you Nigerian?
Stop it.
No.
Nigerian?
You are 5'3".
No, I'm 5'6".
Oh, come on. I was close. You're a wee woman.
It's a perfectly good height.
A wee woman. You've got short, dark hair.
No, I'm blonde.
Okay, well, I'm there. You've got boobs.
No, I've got a fair pair, yeah.
There we go. It's a phrase I was thinking I wasn't going to use it. And you sound about 52.
Oh, really? I'm 44.
Shut the front door. Pack those smokes in.
No, I'm 44. But do you know what made me ring you tonight?
Booze.
No, well, yeah, I have had a drink, and I don't usually drink in the week, but I have had a drink tonight. But do you know what made me pick up the phone? Because I go to bed and listen to you both.
Yes.
Of an evening.
Yes. What's your name?
Not been on. Claire.
Claire. All right, Claire.
Oh, Claire. Claire with a fair pair.
No.
You got sweat patches.
So have you.
Yeah, but I'm wearing a T-shirt. You're wearing a jumper.
Do you know, I've not got a shower. That's why I've got sweat patches.
Sorry, Claire. I'm just...
I stink.
You do, actually.
No, I don't. No. It's not lovely.
Oh, the brilliant. Listen, the reason why I rang you tonight was because I listened to you most evenings. You weren't on in the week, so I was really down, and I had to fall asleep with Michael Seeley to get me off to sleep. Usually you get me off to sleep, but listen.
Yes.
Sean, who is Sean? Sean, who is that guy?
He's a friend of the show now. We've won him round. He's a human being. He's a human being struggling through life, as we all are. Just wants to be loved. We all want to be loved, don't we, Claire?
How did you start that conversation like you did and then finish it like you did?
Because I'm the best.
Mad skills.
I am I thought the best.
Catherine, that was amazing. How he started it, how he ended it was totally bob on.
You know, he was bob on. You know, he used to be a hypnotist.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Really? And I think if you, I think it, Claire, if you check,
yeah,
you won't be wearing a bra right now.
I am not wearing a bra.
Boom! You see? Claire, thank you very much indeed. I still got the mad, slightly creepy skills. Let's go to line two. Two, you're on the wireless.
Hi, how are you doing?
Yeah, good.
Good, yeah. I just wanted to call about sort of mental health.
Okay, here we go.
And I just want to kind of say that listening to you over the last sort of month and the last few months has really sort of helped me to accept that I had problems in my life that I needed to sort of sort out and resolve.
Oh, hey, nice one, man. Thank you. Well, not nice one that you've got issues. That's a terrible... Yeah, nice one, man. You're nuts like me. Thank you. Did you send me a DM or something the other day?
No, okay. No, I didn't.
I saw someone said phrased it very
Cardiff show, because you did say come to the Cardiff show, and I am going to come to the Cardiff show.
Come to the Cardiff show March the 8th. It's going to be one hell of a show. Just someone sent me a DM on IG, and it used very similar phraseology, so I thought it was you. But so you have become self-aware that you have got things that maybe need a little looking at?
Yeah, I think... I guess over the last year, I felt there was sort of a decline in my mental health, but I wasn't really sort of dealing with it. I was just living my life, sort of had a lot of distractions, and just sort of slowly, it just sort of ebbed away, sort of my sort of self-confidence. And then I think it came to a point, sort of last month, I sort of got a very supportive wife and sort of spoke to her, and she kind of said, you know, we need to go to the doctor, you need to get sort of some help,
and I
did. So that was really good. And the doctor, I actually spoke to a student doctor, and at the time they were like, do you want to speak to a student doctor? And I was like, a bit sort of apprehensive, but he was fantastic. He listened to what I had to say.
Yeah.
I'm on antidepressants now because I needed that support. But I also am getting some support, so having counselling, so every couple of weeks.
Brilliant.
And sort of speaking to a person. And I think just sort of, because on the surface, I thought, I got a decent job, I have a loving wife, I have a daughter, and I kind of thought, you know, I should be fine, and I felt very guilty about that. But, you know, and I think listening to you guys, it really sort of made me accept that it doesn't matter what external things are going on, you know, internally, if things aren't right, you need to kind of get support and help. And I think listening to callers, listening to people, speaking to people honestly and openly in my work and sort of my family and my friends just sort of open up a bit.
Let me ask you a question, because you've said something, everything you've said is really important, but there's something you said that really kind of registered with me. And I think some people listening might just need this little bit of encouragement. Before you told your wife, right, I'm guessing you were feeling lousy and miserable and lonely and isolated, something like that. Is that close?
Yeah.
What was it? What did it feel like once you'd told your wife?
It was sort of, I think the point for me was that she was always kind of saying to me, you can get better, you know, so you can sort of help yourself, and you need to go see a doctor and sort of get some support. And I would always just say, I'll get back on it. For me, it was always linked to sort of my weight and sort of trying to sort that out. Sort of, I'd be great for a little while and then I wouldn't be so great. And I would sort of be off and on my diet. And then I think I thought it was linked to that, but really it was sort of deep down where I was sort of fueled really by sort of anger inside myself and sort of a bit of hatred, to be honest with you. Mm. And I think before I actually kind of accepted what my wife was saying, sort of that final day when I'm going, actually I just sort of, I came home from work and I shut myself away from everyone. I deleted all the social media, which isn't a bad thing, but it's kind of, it was to isolate myself. And then she just said, you're kind of reaching a point now where you need to come and speak to someone. I accepted that then. Mm. And that was that, like you said, was a real big help for me. And the next day, that's the first thing I did, was I went to the doctors and got some support then. And I think that the process for me has been just accepting that that there are things I need to resolve, and it's not those sort of external things. Mm. I've got to sort of have some self-care and put those sort of routines in place to sort of look after myself.
Okay. I was going to ask you about that. Talking, you mentioned your weight there, and I wonder whether, like a lot of people, and I can identify with this, you had in your head, it'll all be sorted out when I've lost the weight. Like that was, like yeah. you said, the external thing. I'll be, my life will be better when I look like that. It's not that, is it?
I completely agree with you, because I think I would always, and it would always be external things that would sort of trigger me to sort of put weight back on and then losing it and putting it back on. And I think now I've come to the realization that was because I wasn't happy with myself and my mental health and my sort of my anger behind that, and sort of things that I've resented along the way and I haven't accepted. And I think now I'm sort of coming at it from a point of view of I'm looking after myself, I'm caring for myself, rather than I'm going to drive myself because I've got yeah. this hatred. I think
you're not fighting yourself.
Exactly, yeah. I've accepted where I am at the moment, and I'm starting to love myself for me right now rather than in the future. I'd love myself.
Yeah, I get that.
Hey, man, you're an inspiration. I really appreciate you phoning up and sharing that stuff with us, and I wish you the very best of luck. Sounds like you've got an amazing wife.
Yeah, she is fantastic. And I have to say, I've been trying to pluck up courage to call and speak to you guys, because something I want to do for a little while. And I know you're taking a little break now next week because you need some sort of mental health sort of support. And I just want to kind of say that it's very important what you guys are doing, because as well as sort of listening and speaking to my wife, I've got sort of support listening to the show, because, yeah, sometimes it's silly and sometimes it's sort of, you know, people like Sean calling in, which is funny. And but, you know, I think the crux of it is you're real and you're honest. And I think that sort of is inspiring to me as well.
You're a good man. I look forward to our next phone call. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. I look forward to the show.
Good luck, man. Thank you. What a nice guy. Just a little, I seem to have a little something in my eye there. We've both got a little something in our eye.
Isn't it beautiful when it clicks?
What I heard there, I heard a lot of stuff. Talking. To share it with someone. And well done his wife for... Just ever so, it sounds like she ever so gently just kept nudging him every now and then she recognised when he was in too much pain and went, come on, man, you got to do something now. It's caught me a little, you've caught me a little unawares. Let's go to a break.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03444991000. We're taking calls straight to where I thought we'd do it for the first hour, but... The switchboard's been really busy, busier than it has been for a long time. I'm off next week. Kath is in next week. My head is not in a great space. I'm all right. But it's not in a great... Of course, tonight, the last night, I'm fine.
No, but this is good.
It's like when you go to the doctors and, you know, you book the appointment 10 days in advance and on the day you go, I'm fine. So I'm going to look after myself. I'm going to make my... What's that raised eyebrows for? Not like that, Catherine. Well, I probably will.
5 days is a long time.
I'm going to do some cooking. I'll make some chili con carne. Going to make shepherd's pie this weekend for the boys. Going to watch some movies. I'm going to watch The Royal Tenenbaums. I wonder when the new Wes Anderson film comes out. Going to do a lot of streaming, probably. I think I'm going to do streaming. So you're going to see me playing games and stuff like that. Going to play a lot of video games. Might do a bit of writing. I might read the first chapter of the book that I wrote. It's the only chapter I wrote, the racy one. I might read that on the stream next week. I'll put that out there. That'll put a shat amongst the pigeons, wouldn't it, eh? It's about the relapse. It describes in graphic detail the relapse. I'm also going to go to a lot of meetings and speak to my therapist. And I'm going to be speaking to my sponsor. He's given me some written work to do, which I'm going to be doing. I'm going to be praying a lot, meditating, and really considering my future in the broadcasting industry and my future as a man. And as a father, and as a lover.
Well, like, listen, as a father, you ain't got any decisions to make there. You're stuck with them until at least, I mean, probably be living with you when they're 35.
Stuck with those guys. We're doing, my kids are so weird. They're 8 and 10. We're doing another escape room this weekend.
Well, and one of them's got a trombone.
Oh, one of them's got a trombone, right? And he's got a new trombone. And I had to close my eyes so he could show it to me. And then he got it out. And the first thing he did was he went... It was the first thing he did. And then I said, can you go... Wah, wah, wah. He went, I think so. And he did it in the kitchen. And I filmed it. And I'm laughing so much.
I think he might have completed trombone.
He's only 10. We got loads of phone calls. Keep ringing, keep ringing, keep ringing. We will get to you eventually. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Hello, George. I'd be getting on there, mate. Now, I got a huge, big sack of turnips for it.
Can you just take your mouth away from the mouthpiece a little bit?
Yeah, sure. That's it. Yeah.
That's it.
You sound so posh. What's going on?
Okay. Muffled. Struggling to hear you.
I got a huge, great, big sack of turnips for it.
Is this Jethro?
What's talking about? Tin Jethro?
Come on, if you're going to do the voice, commit to the voice.
Listen a minute, listen. You bloody yapping too much. Is it George or not I'd be talking to?
Yes, it's George.
Hello, George, I'd be getting on, mate.
That's a great accent. He's almost got it. He's about 85% there.
I don't know what you've been doing, but you talk so posh now tonight.
You've lost it. You've lost it now.
You've been on the Zyder, haven't
you? You've lost it now. Try again.
On that Zyder.
Zyder.
Eh?
Yeah. All right. Thank you. It was okay, but the voice is good. You need material.
The greatest hits, Zyder and turnips mentioned within 2 minutes.
You need material. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Hi.
Yep.
Ian.
Yep.
How are you?
Got quite a bad stomach ache, actually, but apart from that, great. What can we do for you?
Not a lot.
Okay, thanks very much.
How long was he hanging on to do that?
Quite a long time. Gosh. Let's go to line three. Three, you're on the wireless.
Hello.
Right, just take your mouth away from the mouthpiece ever so slightly. It's very muffled.
Alexa, off.
Right.
Good evening.
Now I can't hear. This is a different caller.
A lot of people seem to have problems judging the space between mouth and hole, don't they?
Yes. Yes. Well, tell me about it. Are you on speakerphone? Can't hear you, mate.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Ian. Good evening, Cass.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. It's Fraser here.
Okay, the phone call just... We've been on for about 4 minutes and we haven't even started this phone call yet.
Fraser, go.
Yo, okay, right, let's go. I've got 3 points...
Don't, minutes. Just do it!
Don't
just,
do a preamble!
Just do it! Just do it! Give us it! What's the first thing?
Are you ready?
God, yes, we've been ready since 11 o'clock with this call!
To be honest, it doesn't sound as if you're ready.
Jeez! Fraser, I know that you've been calling in for the last 40 minutes and we've only just got to you. Trust me, I can get rid of you very, very quickly.
Point one, go.
Right, ready. Right, okay. Number one, Ian, I don't know if you know this, but your famous uncle, I think it's your uncle that used to play football in the Scottish Football League. Okay, Doug Rugby. Yeah?
Go on.
He's still a famous guy because they was talking about him last week on the radio.
Brilliant. Point two.
Point two.
Too slow. I mean, we gave that guy enough space to park 4 double-decker buses.
He did that thing that my mum does, which is like, you know your cousin.
He's Doogie Rugby. Is my dad's cousin, so that makes him my second cousin, I think.
Yeah.
Never met him. Used to play for Aberdeen, big fella, in the sort of late 70s, early 80s, then played at Chelsea for a season, and then I think went back to Aberdeen. I think he runs... I know sort of in the 90s or early 2000s, I think he was running a garage. But I never met him. I don't know him.
Very famous guy.
Hey, well, he was famous in that world of Scottish... football.
Bit of a hard man, wasn't he, on
tough
the pitch?
Guy. He was a Fowler. He was a Martin Fowler. The switchboard's empty for the first time. Let's play an advert for one of our colleagues. This is Talk Radio.
Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Calls straight to air. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Let's go to line one. Line one, you're on the wireless. Yep, you're too slow. I'm just seeing a tweet that the original incarnation of Talk Radio launched 25 years ago today. I don't know if that's true.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what it says on Twitter, so...
let's go with it.
Let's go to line two. Two, you're on the wireless.
Hi there. I'd like to speak to you with a respect of booking a Mr. David Babcock.
ILA, Ian Lee Artists. I represent David Babcock. He's a spooky sex man. Yes, can I ask what type of booking it is?
Well, we're starting up a chicken night in our church.
Tell me more. I'm interested.
And we were thinking that maybe he could come to the first do and do some... because he still does his mediumship, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Well, he doesn't do mediumship as such. What he is he's a goose hunter, which he can actually do. If anyone needs him to hunt gooses, I'm sure we can get that into the act. He's a ghost hunter. Oh. He's a spirit. He's a supernaturalist, and he is able to communicate with the dead.
Well, this is what I was wondering, whether he could come and sort of like open our chicken night and then do.
What do you mean by chicken night?
Well. We're going to have a fried chicken night.
Controversial.
For the community.
He's recently lost his chucky, so I'm not sure how he would feel. Here's the thing. Let me speak to you, Manoe Womano. I'm not sure how he'd feel about a fried chicken night, but he doesn't actually need to know it's fried chicken until he's there.
Unfortunately, I was listening to the program when he said he binned Chucky's body,
which apparently I found out that Chucky actually died 3 weeks before the body was binned, so it was quite manky. Stupid chicken, if I'm honest. He was obsessed with that chicken and it was holding back his showbiz career. Here's the thing. I murdered Chucky. I put cling film over its cloaca so that the eggs couldn't come out.
Right, so you were hoping by killing Chucky that you could promote his career?
Yeah, exactly. It was like Anthony Hopkins in Magic. He was becoming obsessed with Chucky, whereas Anthony Hopkins in the movie Magic became obsessed with his vendor. Anyway, yeah.
We could do something like that.
We'd be looking at probably about £250. But when he came, if you could tell him he was being paid £100, that would make things a whole lot better.
Well, I have to put this back to my committee.
Please do.
For their authorisation. Can I arrange details with you when I see you in Cardiff?
Yes, you certainly can. What date were you looking at?
Well, we're looking at the end of March.
Yeah, I'm speaking to David right now.
Hello?
What?
Hello?
This is David Babcock, hello. Yes?
Hello, Mr. Babcock.
Hello, you were speaking to my agent, right?
Yes. Are you prepared to travel?
David, just stay out of this, please. I'm sorting the booking out. It's for a night of fried food and spooky entertainment, something you can do easily, my friend, easily. And it's a big money deal. It's a £100 deal.
Well, I've just heard you say that it was 250.
Your line is very muffled, David.
No, it's not, actually.
But I can't make out what you're saying, David.
As far as I know, Mr. Babcock, it's £100.
Exactly, June. Thank you.
Are you both in cahoots?
No, there's no cahoots. David, listen. I am getting you... June, shut your face. I am getting you a great deal for this, David. You'll get £100, of which, of course, I take 25%. You'll make your own way up there. And you get as much fried food as you can eat.
Fried what?
Sorry?
Fried what?
Fried food. They're having a fried food night.
Yeah, what are they frying?
Food. Fried food. What don't you understand about it, man? It's a fried food night. Have you never heard of a fried food night?
You do realise that I don't eat chicken.
Yes, it won't be. It's fried food.
If I see a single thigh or breast, I'm out of there. Like,
well, you have to speak to June about that. June, will everybody be covered up?
Oh, I hope so. It's a church do.
It's a church do, so there'll be no thighs and no breasts, although we know those churchgoers are right-goers.
Well, that goes on afterwards.
So, listen...
I won't be there for that. I will not be there for that, let me tell you.
You will not... Well, David, what you do after the gig is entirely up to you. If you want to... If groupies are there, that's entirely up to you. But, June, yes, the answer is yes, yes, yes!
Righty-ho!
We'll speak to you soon, June. Thank you. David, we've got a booking!
Hallelujah, where is it?
You actually got a booking!
Kathleen, you're better than that. Do I have to dress up as a chicken?
I hadn't thought of that, but that is actually a great idea. So, yeah, you'll be serving the fried food and dressed as a chicken, and then you'll be recounting ghostly stories and doing that thing where you pretend you can talk to dead people.
No, I don't pretend. I can actually do it.
Oh, right, yeah, sorry. Of course. You will actually talk to dead people. Of course. I got you, buddy. And for that £100, I take 25%. But don't forget, because we haven't sorted out your portfolio of pictures and the website and stuff like that, you actually owe me £75 for that. So do this gig. This pays off the debt. And then we're quits. And then we can start working properly, okay?
When you say portfolio of pictures, you don't want to elaborate on that?
Those pictures we took the other night when you were a little bit drunk.
No, the other thing.
Yes, the picture when you were a little bit drunk. And then you woke up and you were in the nut. You're in bed naked and you don't remember how you got there.
Naked calendar.
You got it, buddy. Naked calendar.
Kathleen, you going to buy one?
I don't need to buy one. I got all the files.
Yeah. Somehow they got leaked online. I'm really sorry about that.
My life's just a big joke.
A big yoke.
Excellent.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Poor little snowflake doesn't like being talked about. It's only words. 0344-499-1000. My God, it's 11:45. We haven't really had time to breathe. Line two, you're on the wireless.
Bro!
Yes?
Check your state pension and see how you can build on it. Or the pension.
Oh, that's an idiot. We have an idiot on the line. You're 3203, you're on the air.
On Talk Radio.
I'm going to see who's doing the paper.
We have an idiot on the line, dear listener.
Weekend breakfast with Penny Smith. Saturday and Sunday.
Let me chat.
Hello? They're going to start talking to...
the radio. This never ends well, does it, this?
No. It's going to end with them getting cut off when they start realising and start talking to me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cut them off immediately. Oh, they put the phone down themselves. Okay, that's fair enough. I mean, it really does... Line one, you're on the wireless.
Good evening. I know you hate having people's names mentioned as potential guests, so I won't do that, but you presumably are vaguely familiar with the idea of a podcast that's been turned into a film?
No.
No? No. The podcast is about the paranormal.
Right.
So I was kind of reminded of it by your client, what's his name, Rabid Dadcock.
David Badcock, yep.
That's the one, yeah. So there's a podcast called The Parapod.
Okay.
And they've made a film, and it's just been released. And I was wondering whether, and I know you hate this kind of suggestion from listeners.
No, I don't mind the suggestion, as long as it's not atting the person. Someone did the other day, someone atted, hey, why don't you give Ian and Kath a call? They'd love to have you on the show. Well,
and then they got a bit narky because we didn't get back to them, even though they'd not approached us.
Yeah, did exactly, they? Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one?
They're ignoring us, he said.
Hang on, shut up, Matt. Which one? Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Even though he'd not actually spoken to any of the things.
Oh, let me have a look at that. Okay, sorry, Matt, yes?
Ian Boldsworth and Barry Dodds.
I know Ian.
Yeah, I know you do. I know you do because I think I emailed you about him once when he said something nice about you on one of his podcasts.
I've been on his show.
But anyway.
I've met him a few times. So
you have had him, yeah. Yeah, he's been on...
Hello?
Yeah, sorry.
That's right. He helped me when... he's good. No, I like him.
He's a top bloke.
I don't know.
He's him and a comedian called Barry Dodds. They had a podcast called The Parapod.
Yep.
Ran for three seasons, yep. And it was about the paranormal, and it was really really funny. And they've turned it into a film.
Oh, good for them!
Which has just come out, and I think it might be really funny if you could get them on. They're doing Richard Herring's Leicester Square podcast.
Oh, they're doing Herring, are they? They're doing Herring.
We've all
done Herring in our time.
But yeah, I thought it might be quite.
All right. I will consider it. It doesn't. I like Ian a lot, but it doesn't. It doesn't excite me. It doesn't excite me at initial thought. But next week I'll meditate on it.
Well, yeah, he's not. Yeah, I mean,
that's the end of that conversation.
Yeah. All right. Bye.
Bye. Send me.
I'll find it.
Send me.
Because I thought, oh,
someone. Okay. Well, we're not going to say any names. No names. I packed up. But someone. Atted me and Kath saying to someone, oh, you should speak to Ian and Kath. They'll have you on the show. And then I'm being told that person...
They should be on air now, is what they said. And right. So I thought, okay, so this
we'll
person can ring.
For someone to reach out to
and
us.
And then I noticed a couple of hours later, all I know is all these people are ignoring me.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that wasn't specifically about us, because there was a list of people. Anyway,
it was a long list.
It don't matter. Let's go to line two. You're on the wireless.
Hello,
line two.
Hello. So it's Valentine's Day.
Is it?
And I've recently received a book.
You don't live on an estate, the same estate as Alan Caddick, do you?
Sorry?
You don't live on the same estate as Alan Caddick.
I'm not a lesbian.
Okay, well, there you go.
I don't think they are either.
It doesn't matter. So I've received a book recently, and it's called Page Turners and Spine Chillers. And I've flicked through bits of it, and I found a story today, and it's called Valentine's.
Oh, would you like to read it?
That's what I thought. Maybe I could read it out before midnight while it's still Valentine's Day.
Well, then that's
maybe
now. Go.
Okay.
It's by David, my client.
Sorry, excuse my voice and everything. But
well, we should say that on your first call. No, don't play spooky music because you're not connected to the speaker, so it will sound lousy.
It's going to sound lousy anyway.
Oh. Well, no, it's a good book, right, actually.
I'm going. Shirley was the most fancied woman in... Oh, sorry, I'll start again. It's called Valentine's.
Here we go.
Punctuated wrong, but okay. Okay. Valentine's. Shirley was the most fancied woman in the village. Nellie, her sister, was the least fancied woman in the village. On Valentine's Day, Shirley would be inundated...
Okay, listen, you can't read. Goodbye. Thank you very much. I mean, inundated. If you're going to say inundated, that guy took a lot of time writing that book. And to have that story
mauled...
Took a week to write a book. Imagine the effort that went into it. It's just under a week, actually. It was 4.5 days. Line five, you're on the wireless.
Hello.
Hello, line five.
How are you?
I got a stomachache. I can't understand a word you're saying.
Why?
Huh?
Why? I'm outside. It's probably loud because of the cars.
No, it's the are you on speakerphone?
No.
Right,
I'm not.
Is the phone the right way round?
Yes, I've got it right by my ear.
Okay, it sounds hideous. It's so muffled.
I don't know what to do. It's an iPhone 5. Shall I spin it?
Literally no idea what you're saying. All I'm getting is...
Oh, God. Let me try this one. This is the proper way you like it. Let me try speaker, and if it's not, cut me off. Yeah?
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
We can hear you now. Are you on speakerphone now?
This is speakerphone now. Well, for this once, you like, my friend.
For this once, okay. We will stick with it.
I would like you to stick with it. And how was your Valentine so far, my friend?
It was fine. I got up. I went back to bed for a few hours. Then I went and picked the kids up from school. And then I came to
work. Lovely. And how's your little kitten?
They're fine.
Beautiful. Did you say you were going to get them done soon?
Yes.
Oh, lovely. Okay.
Lovely.
Nice.
Can have their genitals mutilated by a vet. Lovely. What have you called in for?
No, to say happy Valentine's.
Thank you.
And are we cool? Because I upset you inadvertently last night.
I thought.
I learned a lesson.
Okay, no, we're cool. I thought, what you said I felt was rude. And I flagged it up, and then it felt to me like you carried on with the rudeness after I flagged it up. But I'm cool. I'm cool with everybody.
No. You're not cool if I'm rude, and if I've upset you, then
I'm not upset. I'm not upset. But I've explained my position on it. I'm cool.
No, but I've learned from that, and that's good. You've taught
Beautiful.
Me a lesson,
then
and that's good.
That's what it's all about. Then that is what life is about. Is learning.
You know what, Ian?
Yes.
You know what, Ian? Your show is. Because you've been through so much in your life, you're really good at resonating with people and knowing what to say.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you to say. We're cool, man. Totally
no, it's
we're
not
cool.
kind. It's true.
Okay,
it's
well, truth can be kind.
I wouldn't blow smoke up your ass inadvertently, but you're very good at what you do.
Thank you very much. Let's see if we can get a couple more calls in before the news at midnight. Line 2, you're on the wireless.
It's me again, it's Sheila.
Just get straight into it.
The story.
Yeah, well, don't mess it up then. He spent a long time writing these. He spent a long time. Shut up.
He didn't spend a long
time. He spent 4.5 days writing a novel of short stories, all right? He spent a long time writing this one. This one was a particularly tricky one. It took him over half an hour.
Mm-hmm.
If she can't read it respectfully, then respectfully, she can shove it. Away you go.
Shirley was the most fancy woman in the village. Shelley, her sister, was the least fancy woman in the village. On Valentine's Day, Shirley would be inundated with cards and gifts. Shelley would get nothing. Until on Valentine's Day 1983. A single card fell through her door hole, letterbox. She picked it up and read it. Dear Shelley, I know that nobody fancies you because you're a mess. But I am very unattractive also and think having an ugly girlfriend is all I'll ever achieve in life. Plus, walking around with you will make me not look so bad. Please meet me in the park at 7 p.m. and I'll be there. With some flowers, probably. Yours, Mr. Valentine. Shelley began blushing. Nobody had ever sent her a Valentine's before. Plus, nobody had ever been so complimentary of her. She got dolled up and put on her best dressing gown before leaving the house and heading to the park. It was cold and she was very chilly in her dressing gown, but she couldn't afford a coat.
No.
As she waited on the park bench, she saw someone walk out from behind a bush. Shirley, what are you doing here? She said. I can't bear it any longer, replied Shirley. What? What do you mean? I'm here waiting for my Valentine. It's finally happening. I'm wanted, just like you, said Shirley, excitedly. Shirley looked down at the ground. We both know that's not what is happening here. We both know that you're tired of being ugly and you're tired of life. Shelley looked away. Is it that obvious? She said as a tear fell down her cheek. Yes, sis, I've known for ages, Shelley replied. There was a pause before Shelley said, do it! And with that, Shirley took a knife and plunged it deep into Shelley's heart.
Oh.
As the two of them lay there holding onto each other, Shelley's grasp became looser and looser until she finally faded away. There, said Shirley, my sweet angel, you won't be ugly in heaven. The end.
Well, happy Valentine's Day, everyone.
And I want to thank a good client of mine, David Babcock, who wrote that. That's part of his book, Boners and Spine Chillers. And you can get that on Amazon. If you type in David Babcock, it's still available. Bone Shakers and Spine Chillers. And that is one of the... It's not for the faint-hearted. Mm. Very, very powerful words. And I have it on good authority that that one is based on a true story.
Is it?
Possibly,
so
yes.
Don't forget to pick up your copy of Soul Train and Knee Tremblers. Amazon.
By David Babcock. Type in David Babcock and you will...
What's it called again?
It's called Big Boners and Little Bottoms by David Babcock. It really is...
So pick up your copy of Chilly Willies and Ghoulies in the Night.
By David Babcock. The fantastic compendium of short stories entitled I Was Casper's Secret Lover by David Babcock. 0344.
It's called Ghost Gave Me the Willies by David Babcock.
It's called Ectoplasm All Over the Place and I Can Hear My Mum Coming Up the Stairs by David Babcock. This is The Late Night Alternative. It's a real book. The Late Night Alternative. Cats off her chair. We've won. This, dear listener, is the one, the only. It's Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Across the UK. Late Night with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
I left my computer at my ex-wife's house. I have my whole bag with everything is in there, and I feel useless, but also I feel freed. I feel freedom not having a computer with me. Hey, Boyley.
Well, maybe it's something we could try again in the future.
Maybe you should keep your nose out of my business.
Maybe I'm the producer of this show.
Maybe you're a bellend.
Maybe I'm your boss.
Go back. What?
Yeah.
0344. Yes. 499-1000. Call straight to air. We were going to do it for an hour tonight, but it's been so wonderful. I mean, I'm going to say it. Hasn't it been a real treat? I've got a mouth ulcer on my tongue that's just popped up during that news break. Isn't that something? So call straight to air. The lines are empty and it tends to slow down in this last hour. But you're very welcome to call in. The way it works is you dial the number, which I'll give you again in a second. You'll hear a little pre-recorded thing and then you either hear some music or you hear us. I'm not quite sure how it works. And you flash up on a screen in front of me. It's boring for Amy. Sorry, Amy. She sits out there and she would normally answer the calls and take them, but there isn't that option. And I go through the calls on the screen and we bring them up. Try and have your radio switched off. We've had some idiots tonight. And you can talk about anything. You can be anonymous. You can share your name. You can withhold your number if you want. Don't swear. Don't be libelous. We have a 14-second delay, which I haven't explained for a while. Maybe we'll explain it when I come back, how it works, and we can try it out. That's always interesting. So if you do say anything rude or unpleasant, I hit a little button, and the only people that hear it are me and Catherine. So, you know, that's that. The switchboard is empty for the first time tonight. It's been full or half full for the first 2 hours, and now it is completely empty. So if you call up now, as soon as I see you, we'll put you on. 0344-499-1000. For most of you, by the way, that number is free. For some, there might be a few pence. It's not a premium rate or something. For some of you, it's just like a local number, I think, is how it's registered, I think. So a lot of your packages, it will be free. For some, it'll be a few pence. That's it. It ain't, you know, one of those £1.50 a minute jobbies. We'll have none of that. 0344-499-1000. Did you do any prep for the show tonight? Because I didn't. Did you? When did you do that? Because we were watching First Dates.
I did it this afternoon when the builders were in and I was trying to stay awake.
We started watching First Dates because there's a new series. And I was going, well, hang on a minute, that's not Fred. But it turns out we'd gone to Series 1.
Yes.
And in Series 1, it's not Fred.
Different fella.
Someone else, some other.
We didn't investigate for very long, to be honest, so...
We went to the new series. I mean, I hate all TV. Here's the thing. Years ago, when I used to hang out with Frank Sidebottom, Chris Seavey, Chris said to me, he was doing some stuff on Channel M, which was the Manchester local channel, and he'd had his own series on Channel 4. He'd been a guest.
Number 73.
Number 73 on ITV. Do you remember Remote Control on Channel 4?
I think I do.
And I said to Chris, not Frank, I said, Chris, do you not feel disappointed that you're doing what was a brilliant show? Frank's, wasn't Frank's fantastic shed show. That was his show. I think that was on ITV. Dennis on there. Whatever the show was called on Channel M, and it was brilliant. And it's on YouTube. And he did one episode in 3D, and every episode went out in colour, and then it was repeated in black and white. I said, do you not? And it's so funny. You had David Soul on there. You watched the one with David Soul, because David Soul looks like, for the entire thing, like he's about to get up and walk off, because he just doesn't get it. I said, Chris, do you not feel disappointed that you're doing this on a local channel, Channel M, that hardly anyone watches? He said, no, I love it. He said, I love it. I love it, because they will let me do anything. And he almost didn't care if people saw it as long as he got to make it.
Yeah, he had to make stuff, didn't he?
To make it. And he didn't care. In fact, I'm going to watch that film next week, Chris Seavey being frank. He didn't care about the numbers. In fact, part of his perversion was he revelled in low audience turnout. He said, no, I get to do what I want. Right, and I wouldn't get that anywhere else, and I don't care how many people watch it. I know that what I'm making is brilliant. And he said, one day in the future, and this was, I had long hair, but I was sober. 12, 13 years ago, before YouTube became massive, before Twitch. He said, one day, everyone's going to have their own channel. He said, and I am built for that. I'm ready. Frank is perfect for that. One day, everyone will have their own channel. I remember thinking, yeah, whatever. But now everyone does have their own channel. Everyone's got their own YouTube channel. Everyone's got their own Twitch channel. Everyone's got their own Periscope channel. Everyone, almost.
Listen, if not, it's Facebook and Twitter.
Yeah. Everyone has got their own channel to broadcast. God, I wish Chris was alive. The stuff he'd be doing now on YouTube. Oh, the stuff, the podcasts he'd be making, the stuff on Twitch, the Periscope, it would just be incredible. It would just be incredible. And it would be non-stop. I can't remember why I was talking about that. There was a reason for that, and I can't remember what it was, but everyone's got their own channel. Make the most of it. Two people that have really been enjoying their Twitch channels is David Babcock, the David Babcock. But also, now I've got to get his name right, because he's changed his name on there. And we spoke to him briefly the other day. It's Geeky Pete. And I think that's his... Let me just check that's his channel name. Geeky Pete is... Here we go. Geeky Pete. Twitch.tv/Geeky Pete. Oh, I'm not subscribed. I'm subscribed now. He's buying or collecting for free. It's nuts. We spoke about it briefly. And I said, when he gets 1,000 followers on Twitter, he can come on as a proper guest. He's collecting VHS tapes that people have taped the telly on, and he's going through them, and any treasure he finds, he uploads to his YouTube channel. Now, that's great, but he's also started doing it... Now I'm following. I wasn't following for some reason. I thought I was. But he's also doing it live on Twitch, where he'll sit there and talk, and he'll go, right, I'm going to get this tape here. No idea what's on it. Let's put it in. Puts it in. Might be nothing. Might be really scary advert for HIV from the late 80s. You know, there's stuff like that. He's uploaded 30 minutes of Diana funeral coverage. So this guy is really... And I love it. I love it. It's great. He's got his own channel. And him and David Babcock in particular are two examples of people doing something completely different that is outside of the mainstream, that is very fringy, but there is an audience for. And people. And this is why I really love Twitch at the moment. Periscope, YouTube, not. I've gone off YouTube a little bit, but Twitch in particular, because it isn't just people playing video games. Oh, I got banned from Amaranth's channel.
Oh, right. Oh, like, you think you deserved it?
Well, okay. I went back and asked the same question today, and I got banned.
The first question or the second?
Not the one about, is it because you're white?
The other one.
Am I the only one?
Right, okay.
Well. Am I the only one? J-E-R.
All right, well.
K-I.
Yeah.
N. G off.
You deserved it.
Then. I did deserve it. Yeah. I did deserve it. 0344. What I'm saying is, go out there and make stuff. You know what I'm going to look at making next week? A go-kart.
Oh, yeah. Pram wheels.
I want to make a go-kart. my local... I live near Cop Hill, and every year they do a Cop Hill climb, right? Loads of old cars and stuff, and they have, like, fate and a fair. But they also have a soapbox challenge. And last 2 years, me and my boys have gone, and the boys have said, could we make one? My heart fills with dread because I'm the most impractical person there is. But next week I'm going to look at some YouTube videos and see what I need. And, yeah.
Well, you make the frame and I'll design the
beautiful.
Outside
we're in.
Of it.
Teamwork. My youngest said, I don't want to drive it. I said, you don't have to. My eldest went, I think I'd like to drive it.
Of course
I said, dude,
would.
All right, we're going to do it.
I can totally see him in that crash.
We're going to do it. So I hope, but maybe next week I might make a, I might start. What a fun thing. Because not until September. So we've got a few months.
We can do some test runs.
Can't we, though?
Yeah.
Are you in?
Totally.
Do the girls want in?
Yeah.
So we're doing this as a four-child team, yeah. Two adults, four children.
Yeah.
And the girls, because you get to go around as many times as you want, so the girls can ride it.
Beautiful.
We're in! High five, buddy! This is like Herbie Goes Bananas all over again.
Oh, there's a thought.
There is a thought. Oh, I just missed a phone call. I saw a phone call and I was about to go to it and it's gone. 0344 499 1000 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Isn't it funny? We all live in a bubble, right? And I'm just going to read a tweet that is out for Mike Graham's show. I like Mike a lot. So this isn't in any way a criticism of Mike. Isn't it funny? People hear what they want to hear and don't hear what they don't want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Dear Mike Graham, says Richard Cartridge. On a Twitter. Thank you for recognising the Rotherham Muslim gangs on your programme. Mainstream media wouldn't dare touch it because they live in a bubble, so thank you. Well, again, I have to stress, this radio station is bankrolled by The Times and by The Sun and by News Corp, by Rupert Murdoch. And I'm very grateful it is. Thank you. It feeds my kids and pays my mortgage. You don't get much more mainstream media than this.
I wonder whether they mean
left-wing
the BBC.
Liberal,
yeah.
But also, we've talked about the predominantly Pakistani Muslim child abuse gangs. We've talked about it.
Yeah, but there's a lot of that on Twitter, people. It's in the same Venn diagram with other things you're not allowed to say that people say a lot.
Yeah, no, we've talked about it. We've talked about it. Not in great detail, because I don't know what there is to say, but we've talked about it, and we have recognised that the majority of those people involved in those hideous, hideous crimes are Pakistani. A significant number of them are also Muslim. I wouldn't say Asian, because I think Asian is too broad a title to put on it. But we've talked about it. But we've also talked about, you know, Catholic sexual abuse. It's weird, isn't it? People hear what they want to hear and don't hear what they don't want to hear. What a world. Line one, you're on the wireless.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Catherine.
Hello.
I just thought I'd call you and tell you about my pizza last night.
Oh, go on then. Yes, please.
Well, I went into one of the one of the national chains of pizza place, you know, takeaway.
Mainstream pizza, yes.
Well, there we go. The MSP.
One of the big names. And for a pizza for my daughter and myself. The missus said she didn't want any, so okay. I said, okay, to my daughter, we'll just get her.
And would you get a large pizza to share, or would you get two pizzas, one each?
No, we decided to get a large pizza to share.
We're
doing a special offer, £7.99 for any pizza, any size. So I'll get a large one.
Get a large one.
And yeah, and she can have half of it, what she wants, and the other half I'll have what I want.
Yeah.
Well, she said to me before I left, can you get a stuffed crust pizza, Dad? So I said, yeah, all right. Well, I went into the shop, told them what I wanted, and they said £10.
How did you get to the shop? Did you walk? Did you go in the car?
In the car.
Right, okay.
It's only just up the road, but I was feeling lazy.
Okay, you can kill the planet, yep.
Yeah, so he said £10.99. I said, no, £7.99.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, but you've got stuffed crust, haven't you?
Yeah.
I said, you're telling me it's £3 extra for a stuffed crust?
Yeah.
And I thought that was outrageous. What do you think? Well, £3 extra just for a stuffed crust.
The stuffed crust is delicious, but I do think the stuffed crust is too much. Not financially. I can't really do a stuffed crust.
Well, we were hungry, and sometimes I could eat a stuffed crust, but not for £3. I mean, so, I felt mean, because my daughter said, will you get a stuffed crust? And I thought, no.
£3 seems a bit excessive for a stuffed crust.
But you had spent all that money driving down there, so...
No, it was only just up the road. But I just thought I'd let you know that. Watch out, or you get ripped off.
Hey, I tell you what, name and shame these scumbags. Who are these scumbags that will you pay an extra £3 for extra food? Scum.
No.
Domino's. Was it Domino's? Was it Domino's?
I'm not going to tell you.
Was it Pizza Hut?
I'm not telling you.
Was it Papa John?
No, I'm not.
Was it Chicago? Chicago Town?
No, you can go on all you like.
Was it Pizza Land? You're a coward.
Was it Pizza Pete?
Pizza Pete, you're a coward.
There used to be a shop called the Deep Pan Pizza.
Deep Pan? No, they didn't.
Called Deep Pan Pizza.
No, they didn't.
Called... DPP.
The Deep Pan Pizza Co.
Yeah, loved it, right? And it was next door to where my mum used to work. So we used to go in there and we didn't have Pizza Hut or anything like that.
You don't get Deep Pan pizzas anymore,
no,
do you?
And their mascot was Deep Pan Dan, do you remember?
No.
Oh, yeah. But the base was interesting. It was like almost fried.
Yeah, that's Deep Pan.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, it's Deep Pan. That's what I'm saying. You don't get Deep Pan pizzas very often.
What I'm saying is, Deep Pan Dan, if you're listening, I miss you.
This is Talk Radio.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
This mouth ulcer is growing exponentially.
Oh, well, I've watched a lot of Dr. Pimple Popper. Maybe I could operate.
Well, you can't do anything with a mouth ulcer.
I bet I can if I stab it. She just stabs it and squeezes.
They're not mouth ulcers. I've got Bonjela at home. I should be licking that. Licking the cap of the Bonjela. Kath is erotically... poking her tongue out. I'm not quite sure why.
I used to love Bonjela as a kid.
Sometimes when we didn't have any margarine, we'd use Bonjela on toast.
Would you?
Yep.
As a thought.
Delicious. That or Vaseline.
Ugh.
But do not use Vicks. Oh, it smells.
My grandma Lillian ate Vicks once. She was very sick.
What have you brought to this party? The phones have dried up. We've had 2 hours, 20 minutes of gold, and everybody has gone to sleep, so we'll carry on in a nice quiet vibe.
All right, well, I was going to read from the New York Post, and you know that I have to read it in a certain voice.
New York City, you piece of... Oh, hang on, we've got a... no, we're not taking a call. That call's too late. No, it's too late. Yes, carry on.
Well, this guy in the New York Post has completed Tinder.
Oh, wow.
It seems every straight woman in New York who has ever used Tinder knows Alex Hamerly. The 27-year-old who lives in Jersey City is something of an urban legend, in part due to his penchant for stylish clothes and the fancy granite countertop he routinely leans against in his trademark pose.
Okay.
There's another reason for his notoriety. His profile pops up on the trendy dating app more often than a masochistic mammal inside a whack-a-mole.
Okie dokie.
No matter how many times users swipe left to indicate they're not interested, the eager bachelor who works in digital marketing keeps appearing on smartphones a couple of weeks later in the same IKEA kitchen, albeit dressed in a different designer suit or cashmere coat. Hamerly's persistence has quite possibly made him Tinder's most notorious repeat user.
You remind me, I watched an Adam Sandler film the other day. Mm-hmm. Guess who popped up in it? Playing himself.
Ben Affleck.
Tom from MySpace.
Oh, he was my friend.
Yeah, mine too. Adam Sandler plays this rich comedian who gets booked to do a gig for MySpace, and Tom from MySpace welcomes him, and he says, "You were a bit late, so we've put James Taylor on first," and then it's James Taylor singing.
Oh.
Yeah, James Taylor's got a new album out, everyone. It sounds...
Sound a lot like the other ones?
Yeah, of course it does. But
nice.
I want more.
Here's the thing, right? When was it? 2 years ago we saw James Taylor. Yeah, it was. Because last year we saw Dylan. Much to our chagrin. but we were there to see Paul Simon, apparently. He was the headliner. James Taylor was wonderful.
I've got Spotify now, so I'm going to just download Spotify on my telephone.
Gosh, it's the modern times.
Can you do it on your telephone if you've got it on your computer?
Apparently, I don't know.
Okay, you carry on doing that.
Okay.
And we'll play a track.
Here's how he does it, right? Guys, if you're on Tinder and you're wondering why, you know, no one's swiping you, persistence, right?
Oh, by the way, just got to say, the guy... that tweeted Mike Graham about the MSM and the Muslim gangs.
Yeah.
He's just started listening to this show.
Welcome.
That final nail in the coffin for Nick Abbott show, also known as the leftist propaganda machine. I've just switched to talk radio. Presenters are actually allowed to speak common sense, brackets racist, my own brackets,
yeah.
Because they're not censored by the fear of being shouted down. You can't say anything these days. What I can say, Richard, is this show isn't for you. Get lost. Carry on.
People who say they can't say anything these days often say the most, don't they?
And there's the most outrageous things. Anyway. And you'll be going back to Nick Abbott soon, don't worry.
So how does this Hamerly
manage
to appear quite so often on Tinder? He's the Tinder's most notorious repeat user, employing a loophole in the dating app to help him appear more frequently.
Hang on a minute,
thereby
sorry.
Thereby boosting his odds.
I've just downloaded Spotify, excuse me. Freudian slip. And it's just logged me in as me, and I've not even logged in. How does it know I've got it on my computer?
That's one of them Huawei, isn't it?
Yeah.
Listening.
Like Chinese! Carry on.
How does he do it? He does this by deleting the app and reinstalling it over and over again.
Oh, he's a horny little tryhard.
You appear near the top when you're new, he tells the post, but the more left swipes you get, the further down the stack you go. Tinder did not respond to the post's emails about Hamerly's account and the rules on resetting profiles. But for Hamerly, who boasts that he has bedded 100 women through Tinder since signing up in 2014.
That's going to be
sore. Hang on, 2014? 2014. Look, there he is.
He's got a touch of the Denny Morris about him.
He's a very smart, dapper chapper. The method is working swimmingly. There are no mixed messages as to what I'm looking for, he says, adding that he almost always gets straight to the point with sex after he meets the women who match with him. His Tinder bio, like the man himself, pulls no punches. Next to a vomiting face emoji, he states a ban on tourists and women from Staten Island. Despite his specifications, he claims to have enormous success with the ladies. He insists that he is, shall we say, well endowed, as in longer than an iPhone 11 Pro Max.
That is big. But very thin.
And built-in obsolescence.
Yep. And the battery doesn't last very long.
The bespectacled Lothario also maintains that he usually goes around 4 to 5 rounds per night. I think he's full of it. Before he even gets to the bedroom, his first step is to get as many women as possible to swipe right, and it's all down to those intriguing kitchen counter profile pictures, which he says are all snapped by a patient neighbour. I know I could easily do the perfect profile that appears to the basic girl demographic, Hamerly says. Women, however, are starting to catch on to his wily ways. This week he was the subject of an Atlantic story on Tinder's repeat offenders, in which the writer Caitlin Tiffany, who has so far resisted Hamerly's charm, describes his Mona Lisa face as stoic, content smirking.
He's not forcing himself on anybody.
No.
He's just playing the system so that he gets seen on Tinder so people go, okay.
I mean, he's fine. Kind of human spam.
Exactly. He's more like chopped liver, but good for him. I don't see what the problem is.
I don't believe he's gained that much.
I don't believe. I think he's a liar.
I think he's bigging himself up.
I think he's a scumbag.
Always.
Do you want to hear the new James Taylor single?
Yeah.
Let's give it a go. All of the albums are on my phone now on this Spotify.
Oh, James Taylor.
All of the albums.
How's he going
to
live?
I don't need to buy CDs anymore. Why did no one... This is great. Right, okay, so this is the new James Taylor single. I don't know how you... Just click on his face, do I? Here we go, click on it. Yeah, this is James Taylor, all right. I'm James Taylor.
Coffee in New England.
As easy as rolling off a log.
Yes, ma'am.
I found it easy, baby, to fall in love with you. It was as easy as rolling cigarettes.
Like oh, drugs.
If that ain't easy, baby, there's simpler things to do.
Hang on.
For instance, let's cuddle.
I don't like that.
Cuddling James Taylor?
I don't like cuddling James Taylor. I would go gay for James Taylor circa 1970 through to 75. Oh, gay. I would be myself and have sex with James Taylor 1970 to 1975.
What, all that time?
Yes.
Gosh, no letter.
Yes. And he was so high on H that he probably would. This is nuts. Just like every... Every song in the world is on my phone now. How is that possible? For $9.99 a month. How is that possible? That's insane, right?
Mm.
That's an insane deal.
Yeah, I don't think they pay the artists very well, do
they? No, that's not true.
Taylor Swift says.
No, it's not true.
Oh?
Spotify get about, I think it's something like 35 cents out of every dollar.
Right.
They get that 35 cents profit, something like that. And, or maybe it's 25.
Are you making these numbers?
No, I heard this on Radio 4, the media show the other day, so thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
Mainstream media.
Spotify take either 25 or 35 cents a dollar mm-hmm. profit from the music department, right?
Mm.
The other 65 to 75 cents goes to the record company. It's the record company that then pays like 1 cent to the artist.
Oh.
Yeah. So exactly. So no, it's not Spotify. It's the Spotify don't make much money from the music. They pay a big chunk of it to the please don't take the mickey out of me. Because
you're
I
doing
like
some
to,
very extraordinary hand
I
gestures.
I like to use hand gestures. It's a puppet. Spotify take a tiny bit. The huge portion of the percentage goes to the record label. Those suits are screwing the artist. They give like a cent to the artist.
What's so, the, and could what's you the stop? Gesture for the artist?
So could you stop bad-mouthing Spotify?
Just because you're one of their clones now.
Right, now, let's see. What will it recommend? So far on my Spotify, I've got Bananarama and James Taylor. Okay? So, is there a way, I want it to recommend me stuff based on those two?
Belinda Carlisle.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Mm.
It would be. That's the only thing it could be. That would be James Taylor. There you go. Based on your recent listening. Okay, based on your recent listening, here's what we've got. Okay, it's going to play. Here we go.
Oh my God. No.
From the album Onka's Big Mocha, it's Top Loader and Dancing in the Moonlight. What the hell? I'm cancelling my subscription.
That's it.
This is it. This is nuts, right? So that's that one. The next song on the recommended, based on your recommended...
James
your...
Blunt. Oh, nice.
Next one.
Mm-mm.
Next one.
They can come true.
Next one. You can
rock my. Oh my. Seems to have quite a picture of you.
Next one. Oh yeah, baby. Like a fool, next one.
Yes, tune.
Find that offensive. Next one.
I think this playlist has outed you, mate. Tune.
But this is, I wouldn't listen to this. Next one. Oh!
Oh, yeah.
Jamelia!
Brilliant.
What, do you remember Jamelia?
Yeah.
She's still alive.
Yes.
Yes, man. I don't remember this song.
Yeah, Superstar.
But like the classic song, Superstar.
No.
Well, then...
Everybody's a... People always talk about...
Oh, next one.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
All right. What do those two songs have in common? Here we go. They've got something.
They would probably make quite a nice mashup. Dun, 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 dun. It's the same, isn't it?
What have they got? They've got something really big in common.
Same chord structure.
Here we go. It's not the same chords. Well, it's not, though.
Similar.
What have they got in common? Something very, very big. And I've only just heard Superstar, and I picked it up straight away, what it has in common. Do you want to hear it one more time? Here we
no.
go. Wait, you're going to hear it one more time. We've got no calls, so we just do this. Come on. Oh, no, hang on. That's the Counting Crows. Listen very carefully. Listen very carefully.
Scratching.
Yes! Scratching! All the songs back in the day used to have...
You know, I've got a dance set now.
Yeah.
It's not the first one I've ever had.
Right.
I was given one by my Auntie Linda.
Yeah.
I ruined it by scratching on it.
Oh, here we go. Is this it? Yeah. That comes up in a bit. All of them. There was a period when all songs had... And then probably before that, there was... Yeah, about 5 years before that, what did all songs have?
Key change.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. Comes a bit, oh yeah. All songs had that, didn't they? Oh yeah.
It was. It wasn't. Oh yeah. It was. Ah yeah.
Ah yeah. Ah yeah. Here we go. It comes in a minute.
Yeah.
Where's it? Come on. Should be there. There.
I didn't hear it.
It was there.
But I know it was
the
there.
The greatest version of that is the version they do with the orchestra.
Yes.
I love them so much. Hello, line one. You're on the wireless. 3, 2, 1. Goodbye.
You're off the wireless.
You got to be quicker than that. You got to be quicker than that. This is Talk Radio.
Mm. Late night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Do you think it was the same? Ah, yeah.
Yeah, it was, I think it was Chuck D.
Oh.
I think it was Chuck D. I don't think they got him in to record it every time, but I think it was Chuck D. From, what was Chuck D in? De La Soul? No.
Bell Biv DeVoe?
N.W.A.?
No.
Oh, yeah. Let's.
Isn't there a scream that's always the same scream in
yeah,
films?
Yeah, the Wilhelm scream is stupid. Line two, it's really stupid, the Wilhelm scream. It's dumb. I don't know why they do it, and it annoys me that they do it.
You should chuck an
eye in every
in
film, they'll have a, it's the same scream. Yes, line two.
Good morning, Cassidy, and how are you doing?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, cool. I've got a very quick story for you, and it's very, very funny.
Oh,
and
I'm
the
in.
The more I think about it, yeah, the more I think about it, the more I'm laughing. Right, so, my niece... she goes to America. Now, she's a very slight built lass, yes. And she wouldn't say boo to a goose. And she goes to America with a friend. And, sorry, hang on, I'm just trying to park up my van.
Okay.
She goes to America, anyway.
Yes.
Right, she goes to this hotel.
In America, right?
She's tiny.
Yeah, in America.
Yeah.
Hang on, I'm going to take you off loudspeaker, mate, because I was driving.
Just to recap for everyone. His niece,
yeah,
slight lass,
wouldn't say boo to a goose,
goes to America with
a friend. Is it America? Was it America? He's gone! He's gone! He's gone! He's gone! That is either ultimate trolling or ultimate stupidity. Either way, I'd watch a show called either of those titles.
Love it.
Line three, you're on the wireless.
Hello, is that Ian?
Yes.
Hello, Ian. It's Bill Hunt. Give me the bell, please. First time caller, very, very long time listener.
The bell is in my bag that I've left at my kid's house.
Brilliant.
There's no bell.
Thank you. I've just sent you a message on Facebook saying, quite honestly, that you are the only podcast I ever listen to because the way you handle callers is superb. And I just think you're the best presenter in the world.
Oh, shut up, you big baby. Grow a pair. Is that what you mean by that?
Right,
is that the style
you're
you
right.
wanted?
You're right.
No, I'm joking. Where have you just messaged me?
It's on Facebook. So you'll find it's either a message. I think it's actually an update to your page.
A post.
But
okay.
Yeah, no, as I say, thankfully I've got about 130 podcasts to listen to of your show.
So when I die,
and you are the only podcast.
And it's all me. Here's the thing. It's all me. It's nothing to do with her. It is nothing to do with her.
Stop pointing.
No, no, you'll see my message. I also think Kathy's brilliant.
I can't see your see your message.
A man of taste and style.
Oh, can't you?
Oh, hang on, Bill Hunt. Ian, you're such a... Here we go.
Yeah, that's right, yeah, that's me, yeah.
You're such a lovely... I'll do it in your voice. Ian, you're such a lovely bloke and have to put up with so many shitholes that call in.
Yes.
If you ever visit... Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go. I am taking out a restraining order on Mr. Hunt. He's a Fruit Loop. You didn't mention this bit. If you ever visit Brighton, please... Let's meet for a coffee. And you would be welcome to stay if either of you fancy a mini weekend, however long for that matter, by the seaside. I'll show the sights.
Completely honest.
And no, I'm not a drinker, drug addict, stalker. Just a horny guy that wants to experiment with my ding dong and your wang wang. All the best.
The word horny or ding dong.
You dirty boy, Mr. Hunt. Let's make love until dawn. Hey, listen, you're a good man. Thank you for your kind words. But I will never take you up on the offer.
God, you're more than welcome.
Hey, we're coming to Brighton in...
No, seriously, honestly, think about it, because you're more than welcome.
Thanks very much for your call.
Gosh, but think about it, though.
me saying, it's never going to happen. Okay, but think about it. Thank you, Bill. Thought about not happening. Line 4, you're on the wireless.
Good morning, Kath and Ian.
Catherine, give us a recap, please.
So, he's got a niece.
Zozo's exit.
Yeah. Oh, mama. He's got a niece. He's just reversed his van.
Yeah.
And he knocked the phone off by accident.
Yes.
Bygones.
Irrelevant to the story, but intriguing.
It's a funny story. It's also a story about a niece who's very slight.
Yes.
Tiny girl. Wouldn't say boo to a goose.
So she went to Canada.
She goes to America with her friend.
America. Away we go. Let's move on.
Anyway, so she goes to America with a friend, and my niece wouldn't say boo to a goose. Really,
quite slight, isn't she, I believe?
Would she say bang to a duck?
No, she wouldn't, honestly, right. So she goes back to the hotel room, and she says, I goes to the lift, and there's these big lads in there. She said they were massive. She said, very intimidating. Anyway, she says, one of them said, hit the floor. And she just dropped. She says, my body just gave way. She said, I just didn't. And my arm shot up with me, purse in my hand. She went, oh, please, look, I don't want no trouble. But take me money. We've only got a couple of days left. Just take what you want. I don't want no trouble. And one of the fellas bent down, picked her up and said, look, love, when we say hit the floor in America, it means press the button for what floor you want.
Yes!
Oh, hang on, it gets better. So she says,
hang on, it can't improve on this.
Oh, it can. He goes, look, we'll take you back to your room, make sure, no, I'm all right, no, come on, look. So a couple of the lads took her back to her room, look, are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine, thank you. Anyway, a couple of days after, she went to log out the hotel, and the bill was paid.
No. Those lads have paid it?
Yeah, it was Will Smith and his entourage.
Yeah! What the heck?
Yeah, she said, I didn't recognise him because my body gave way. I just looked at the floor, held up my hands in my purse, said, look, just take what you want. I don't want no trouble. And
how did she know it was Will Smith then? Did the reception tell her?
Because they got his signature on the bill, and it said, you made me laugh so much, I just paid your bill for you.
Gosh, to be a millionaire and to be able to do stuff like that.
Now, that's Big Willy style.
Millennium?
Yeah.
Tony, when did that happen?
It happened a couple of years ago. Why it jumped in the head tonight, I don't know. I was driving
home. Oh, I'm glad it did, mate.
I was like, oh, my God. And I've been crying coming up the road, and I've been laughing my
ass.
And I've been like, oh, my God. I thought, well, because the show's been so good tonight, I thought, let's add to that, I thought, because that was brilliant.
Mate, listen, here's the thing. Normally, when people put up and say, I've got a funny story, it ain't. Yeah. But that was brilliant, Tony. Thank you so much for sharing that.
No worries. Right, I've got just the second thing. I've got a quick idea for a quick game. I can't do it tonight with you because I need to do a bit of research.
Okay.
But can I ask you, the rabbit hole, would you say it's totally unscripted and every show is different?
Yes, sir.
Brilliant, because my idea is, if I phone up, I'll wait for you to come back in after next week. By the way, have a fantastic week.
Thank you, sir.
So if I call it, we'll call it Who Said It.
Yeah.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to listen to a couple of rabbit holes.
Oh, God.
I'll give you a couple of quotes. You two can say, well, I said it or you said it or whatever.
If it's sexual slang, it'll be Catherine.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If it's a pants idea, tell me it's pants, because I've been thinking about it for a couple of weeks. I've been thinking, oh, I'll phone up and I'll put that to you, and then, you know, we'll have a game.
Tony, we are in. I'm totally up for that, and thank you again for sharing that brilliant, brilliant story. Thank you, mate.
No worries. All right, guys, have a good morning, evening, whatever you want to call it, and have a fantastic week off.
Thank you, Tony.
Thanks, Uncle Tony.
Thank you, Tony. What a nice guy. What a story. If it had ended with the hit the floor, I'd have been more than happy with that.
Yeah.
Then Will Smith goes and pays her hotel bill. Oh, Tony, I'm glad you called back. This, dear listener, is Talk Radio.
Late Night, Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Alistair, don't get stroppy on Twitter. I was going to go to your call and you rang off. I know you've been waiting for 4 or 5 minutes, but that's not how we were talking. And I said, if you'd been listening, I just missed a call. Craig brings us crashing down to earth. Pretty sure the Will Smith story is an old urban myth. Here is some proof. Click on the picture from 2005. Posted on the jazzyjefffreshprince.com, July the 8th, 2005. The vet I work with told me this story because he knows I'm really into Will. He said his girlfriend's workmate went to Manhattan on holiday. Now, she's a 60-year-old woman from the countryside and was really nervous about going to America.
Is she sly and wouldn't say boo to a goose?
After hearing about all these bad things that go on, about all these things. She was staying in this really posh hotel. She was in the lift by herself and was going to the restaurant to get something to eat. The lift stopped and a big black man got in, followed by an even bigger black man. They just happened to be Will Smith and his bodyguard. She didn't know this, as she's too old to really know him, and got quite nervous. She decided to stay in the lift as it would be rude to walk out. Will told the woman to hit the floor, as in the button to go to the bottom floor. The woman literally hit the floor, expecting the men to get a gun out, and so she dropped to the floor cowering. So Will and his bodyguard found this hilarious and were rolling about the lift in fits of laughter and couldn't even talk to the poor woman because they were laughing so much. They got to the bottom floor and the woman walked off embarrassed to the restaurant. After her meal, she went to pay for it and found the bill had been paid.
Tony!
Or Will likes going around scaring women and then paying them for the privilege.
I feel like such a fool.
Harrison's done this. Hang on.
We're going to dance. We're going to dance. We're going to dance.
That's awful, Harrison. That? I don't know. It made my ears cry.
It was a musical mess.
Let's try. And by the way, listen, if you don't get on the show, you do get on the show. Come on, guys. And don't send passive-aggressive messages to me on Twitter. I deserve better. Line one, you're on the wireless.
How are you, Carl?
Hello, Carl. Got to be quick, because I can see Tony's phoning back to try and...
The Tokyo guy.
Oh, yeah?
I was just saying, I've been watching your... your 11 o'clock show thing.
Oh, nice one, man. I'm doing another one on Sunday.
What do you think? Brilliant. What do you think is the nearest thing to it now?
People said The Last Leg. I've not really watched The Last Leg.
I was just about to say.
Yeah, a lot of people have said that.
That's exactly what I was about to say.
There you go, then. We have...
I think it's exactly the same.
Well, it's... I mean, I've not really watched The Last Leg for ages. It has... You know, it's similar. It's similar. It's rude. It's irreverent.
It's got blokes on a desk.
Yeah.
Composer of the death.
Exactly. Thank you very much. I've got to move on because we're coming to the end of the show and I've got to speak to this chancer. Yes, Tony? Tony?
He's gone! If that indeed is your name.
He's gone! Line two, you're on the wireless.
Oh, hello, Ian.
Hello.
My name's Paul. I've just had to call you. I wasn't listening to the show. Sorry about that. I was listening to yesterday's show on your Listen Again facility. I'm driving around. I'm not having a great day. I'm feeling a bit sorry for myself. And then you started singing Let's Get It On in Spanish.
Oh,
the last night's show.
Wasn't that powerful?
Anyway, you cheered me right up.
I hope it wasn't too erotic for you, Paul.
Well, I've had to pull over.
You've had to do what? Pull over. Okay, fair enough.
But I just laughed out loud, and I've been laughing out loud for like 2 or 3 minutes, and I just had to pull over. And
it's a little bit rude, mate. It wasn't a comedy bit I was doing.
It was a passionate performance.
I'm a little bit because Kath was laughing as well. Now you're laughing. You two don't know sexy talent when you smell it.
Wow.
No, we just don't get it, do we?
You don't get it, Paul, and that's your problem. I'm glad you enjoyed it, mate. I'm sorry you're having a tough time, and I'm glad that I managed to bring a smile to your face.
No, I'm all right. I'm feeling a bit mardy, feeling a bit sorry for myself, and I'm going to go home and I'll go to bed, and I'll go to bed smiling, thinking about you.
That sounds terrible. Nice one, Paul. Thank you, mate. I'm going to move on because we're coming to the end of the show, but thank you, and I hope you feel a bit better tomorrow. Let's try Tony again.
Yeah.
Tony.
That's the story that she told me. I was with me. Hello?
Tony.
Hello?
She wouldn't say boo to a goose, but she'd lie to her uncle.
Oh, I'll smash her face in if she has.
Flip it, heck, Tony! I think you need to go and smash Will Smith's face in. I think that's who the problem is with. Line 3, you're on the wireless. Okay, I've told you this before.
Oh, yeah.
The best boy band song ever that no one knows. I've played it to you before.
Yeah, no, it's the story of...
This is the best
boy
story of love by OTT. This is such a great song. Genuinely, I love this. Minor hit.
I can see them all sitting on stools. Because you know what's going to happen halfway through, everyone.
Almost unbreakable. On and on this way forever. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to feel love and pain. No need to catch your measures. Never taking more than we need.
Here we go, like refugees.
Guarding our trust, like frightened refugees.
Gosh. How prescient. You say...
Guarding our trust, like frightened refugees.
I don't get that, but okay.
How do I make it rewind on the song? Oh, here we go. It's like this. There we go. But the chorus is just... The chorus is so good. It's such a great song.
Asking for too much, never taking more than we need. Guarding our trust like frightened refugees.
It's not quite.
Here we go.
I see a picture in the story of love. 1,000 words could never say enough. Let's start a chapter in the story of love.
And now I'm thinking, and this is why I'm an agent, big ideas. Imagine this, sung by David Babcock. Now I'm thinking, ooh, yeah. Tell me about OTT, Catherine. I reckon it's got to about number 14 in the charts.
I don't know much about OTT.
Google it. Okay. Google it.
Oh. OTT were an Irish boy band of the mid to late 1990s. Yep. The five members were Niall O'Neill, Alan
Fitzsimmons.
Yeah.
Niall O'Neill, you say? Gosh.
Alan Fitzsimmons.
I'm afraid, Catherine, can you wait? Can you tell us after the chorus?
Ooh, I see your picture in the story of love.
Alan!
1,000 words could never say. Niall O'Neill! Niall O'Neill!
Notice me, Alan!
Come on us!
Oh, I'm
going to... Chapter in the story of love.
Yeah?
The other names, Glenn and Keith.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
Here we go. This bit's great. Breakdown. Middle eight. I had this on CD single. I may have even bought it. Here we go.
Alone, but never easy. Together, hard, but easier. Understanding what I need, and it's union.
Here it comes. It's going to be a key change. Very best of we'll be off the stools in a minute.
Best of everything. Oh, I see a picture. Go on, let's hear more about OTT.
Irish boy band, mid-late 1990s.
We've done that bit.
The five members.
Wouldn't hurt a goose.
Niall O'Neill, Alan Fitzsimmons, Alan Mate, known as Adam in the band, I bet he was, Glenn Clark and Keith Cox. They were signed to Sony Music and had a number of chart hits in Ireland and the UK. After three top 10 single releases in Ireland, they attempted to break the UK market minus Cox, who'd left for family reasons.
Gosh, that seems harsh, but whatever it takes to make it in show business.
Although moderately successful in the UK, the band became well known in Asia with sales of up to 250,000 copies of their debut album.
Oh, after being an album of this stuff.
Dropped by Sony in the 90s, the band called it a day. O'Neill now runs a multimedia company in Dublin, having worked in a Spanish tourist resort.
Oh.
That's a detail we didn't need, isn't it? And Fitzsimons works in the mobile communications industry.
Phone shop.
Can't phone warehouse. Mates is an interior designer, and Clark lives in the United States of America.
Where did this get to in the charts?
Story of Love. Let's have a look.
It's a great song. There's an album.
UK number 11, Ireland number 9.
Number 9.
All Out of Love got to number 3 and Let Me In, 2. Was that the Donny Osmond Let Me In?
I don't know, mate.
I'm going to say something controversial.
Okay.
Better than Boyzone. How come Boyzone won?
Yeah, I'm going to... I wonder if there's the album is on Spotify. It probably is. Hello, caller. You're live on the air. Okay.
Let's do it till what?
I don't know, but the album is here. The whole album is here. This is
play. Let Me In, because I bet it's
okay,
the Osmonds.
Okay, we're around. Loving you could be so easy. Loving you could make me warm. This is great. Ever since the day I left you, I try, but I just can't get you out of my mind. This is great. Let me make love to you. Touch my bum.
Touch my private parts too.
Don't worry, I've had a vasectomy. I can't get you pregnant tonight. And I'm clean. That's it, we're done. We're done. I'm off next week. Catherine Boyle will be here. Follow me on Twitter if you want to see me live. I'm doing stuff next week. But Boyle is back doing the show next week. Be kind. Please, be kind. Drive and, kindly.
And behave.
Behave, be kind, rewind. Thank you for your really good show tonight. I enjoyed that. Thank you, Amy, as always. Do stay tuned. Uncle Dre is coming up next, I believe. This, dear listener, is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.